This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. You can subscribe to the app on Apple and Android. Visit FUBARradio.com for more details.
Welcome to the FUBAR Radio Rock Show with me, Joel Dobbitt.
That wasn't a rock intro, mate.
Oh, damn
it. You can't do that. Hello, hello.
Welcome to the Rock Show.
Hello, Ed Gamble as well.
And we're here for the next 3 hours, mate.
There's a long time, isn't it?
There's a long time, but we will stretch it out and make it as sort of thinly spread.
Right, that is not starting with the requisite energy that you say. Look, it's a long time, right? So we're really going to stretch it out, guys. There's going to be quality so thinly spread like the thinnest of marge across this radio bread.
Yeah, with just a few lumps of joy.
Oh, a lump of marge.
Oh, beautiful.
Whack a lump on now, mate. Let's kick. Look, this energy's not high enough.
Okay.
Put a song on.
Right, here we go. Next 3 hours, the rock star and food. Oh, shit.
Oh, mate.
Shit. I was so ready to go into a song that it was going to be amazing.
Cover it up. Put a song on.
Okay. Here we go. The next 3 hours on the FUBAR Radio Rock.
Oh, pathetic.
Here we go. FUBAR. Was that the drive-in with one-armed scissor?
Right. That was not good radio, Joel.
So now you're complaining about my diction.
Yeah, I am complaining about your dick and your shin, both of which are out. No one wants to see those.
It's the summer. You've got to have your shins and your dick out. It's the World Cup tonight, mate.
Mate, shorts fine, shins out, that's all right. Dick out, no. Well, that would be amazing if the new shorts was basically material that wrapped around your thighs.
You're complaining about my crotchless shorts.
I'm complaining about your crotchless shorts, yeah, that your dick and balls are out and your ass.
I mean, I thought it was like a new thing, because I thought it was impressive, because, you know, there's chaps.
It's not impressive.
There's chaps.
It looks chapped.
No one's got, you know, short chaps.
No.
It's a new thing.
It's not a new thing, mate. It's called exposing yourself.
Because my leather chaps, they were just really warm, you know? In this weather, it was really getting sweaty.
No one.
Luckily, your balls
chaps.
Don't get sweaty because yeah. They're fully out.
If you wear chaps, your chaps will be cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, there will be a breeze getting to those.
That's the phrase that I'm using to push my product.
Yeah, no, it's nice. It's nice. And it's, of course, in the States at the moment, it's gay pride, and you often see on those floats there'll be a lot of chaps in chaps.
Yep.
So maybe get yourself over there.
I'm gonna go and get myself a little stall.
This is the rock show, mate. We're not talking about your dick and shins all day.
Why not?
Because that's not what we're here for. That was at the drive-in, one-armed scissor.
Very good diction.
Thank you very much, and I'll keep them where they belong. Are you wearing shorts today?
I'm actually not, no.
No, we should let everyone know, just in case it's raining when you're listening to this. This is a pre-record. We normally do the rock show live, coming in your ears, right? But today, this is a pre-record, and from now on, will be a pre-record.
Yeah.
That's how we're doing it these days.
We were, you know, we've been relegated.
Yeah. No, we've not. We've been promoted.
Oh, okay.
We've been promoted because they're like, we love the rock show. We want it to happen every week. And we were like, shut up, guys. We're too busy to do it every week live,
yes.
All right? What, do you think we're not traveling around the country, making people laugh, earning all the money? We can't be popping into your tin pot app station and doing a live show every week at the same time. And they were like, please, we love you. So we were like, all right, pre-record, people.
Pre-record it.
But that doesn't mean you can't get in contact.
Yes.
You can still get in contact. You contact us on the normal ways.
Mm.
Best way is email rock@foobarradio.com.
New email as well.
That is a new email. We now represent the entire genre of rock music on FUBAR Radio.
There's no other rock things on FUBAR.
Now, I've actually set up a system, Joel. Any other DJ or presenter, however you want to class them, wants to play anything within the rock genre, they have to text me or you to double check. And it's only text.
Yeah, no one else is allowed to do anything rock-based.
Yeah.
Because obviously then they would have to have the email like rock_123.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we can't be having any of that. So if someone else wants to play Foo Fighters or something, they have to get in contact with us beforehand.
Exactly.
But pre-record, still get in contact. We're going to be chatting about things today. We've got a few things to chat about. We've got a few bits of interaction.
What do you want to chat about, Ed?
Oh, mate, I've got loads of things I want to chat about. Firstly, I want to say, at the drive-in, were a brilliant band.
Excellent.
And they were sort of, I feel like they were besmirched a little in the rock world.
Good word.
Thank you. Because they became a bit of an NME sort of love band.
Mm.
That album, how do I forget the name of that album? How have I done that, Joel? You obviously don't know the name of it.
Is it
No, right. No. No, Joel doesn't know the name of it. So, I can't believe I've forgotten that. It's an absolutely huge album. I absolutely love it.
Dictions. It's called Dictions.
Dictions. That's what they were called before, Out the Driver.
Yeah.
That was an amazing album. And Enemy really went with it. And they put them on the Enemy tour and stuff like that, I seem to remember. I went to see them at London Astoria.
Crikey.
What I remember is that they hated crowd surfing or moshing and demanded everyone stand still and watch them.
The band?
The band hated crowd surfing and moshing.
Who hates crowd surfing and moshing?
And someone threw a carling at the lead singer, Cedric.
Wow.
His name was Cedric, mate. Cedric Bixler.
Oh, what a legend.
Yeah. Big hair.
Who's a rock star that doesn't like crowd surfing?
Well, I think it is dangerous.
It is dangerous. To be fair, he was looking out for the health and safety of the people.
Get in contact with us for next week. We can have a chat about crowd surfing. Have you ever crowd surfed? Have you ever moshed? Do you think it's dangerous? Let's have a proper discussion about this next week.
That's a good discussion, Ed.
Let's lay it down on the line next week. I'll tell you, I've crowd surfed in the past.
How did it go?
Not well. I was a larger gentleman than I am now. I remember being a pit shifter gig in 2001 with some friends, and I was a lot heavier than I am now. And all of the friends we all scattered and went to different bits of the gig. We were moshing. Got separated, basically. And I went for a crowd surf, and I was on top of the crowd. And all I remember hearing was, "Oh, Ed, you fat cunt!" And I looked down, and it was my friend Jack's head just squashed under my ass. I'm like, "Oh, I found you."
He was looking right at your pitch shifter.
Yeah, he was looking right up my pitch shifter. See daylight coming through. It was awful.
I once crowd surfed.
Broke his neck. In a wheelchair now.
I didn't know that was the end of the story. Oh, yeah. We killed him. Dead. I killed a man.
Shattered his vertebrae.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear. Like the DJ from Slipknot just jumping off a speaker and damaging people.
Yep, can't do it. It's dangerous.
I like the fact that he had to stop doing it because people started to get injured.
Yeah.
And the parents started to complain.
Well, it's genuinely dangerous.
It's dangerous.
But it's so much fun watching someone do a big jump.
Oh, I did... I crowd surfed at Reading Festival. I might have told you this story. I did, and it was during Blink 182, and I had a nosebleed. I had a nosebleed, and so
because of anything?
No, just because I get them when
just
I get stressed.
You're an absolute wiener.
Yeah,
yeah.
Because I get them when I get stressed.
Yeah,
and I was quite a stressful atmosphere.
Sure, and
in
then
the mosh pit.
The nosebleed makes you more stressed.
Yeah,
and then you shit yourself. But if you get one level of stress, is nosebleed. Any more shit yourself.
Yep.
And then you're stressing about the shit yourself and your eyes fall out.
Yep. I get all stressed. I'm a muddy pitch shifter. That made me laugh more than anyone else, I expect. I thought, oh, I'll crowd surf out.
Yeah.
And I crowd surfed.
Because you had a nose.
Because I had a nose because
that
I got stressed.
That is the most pathetic reason for crowd surfing I've ever heard in my life.
I was like, oh, God, I've got to step this up. I'm going to go crowd surf.
Yeah.
Oh, God, I've got to get out of this. I started crowd surfing.
Maybe one of the security guards will have a wet wipe.
Yeah. And I went going across the old crowd. And
old crowd, were they?
Yeah,
Blink
182.
Yeah.
They're old now.
Ancient.
And Tom DeLonge?
Tom DeLonge or Tom DeLong, I don't know which one.
Don't know how to spell it, depending on which side of the Chanel you are.
Yeah, you can tell whether someone's English or from France by the way they say Tom DeLong from Blink 182's name.
Or how they say...
Or how they say Blink 182. I mean...
Blink...
We knew the French for 182. But the English way of saying it is surely Blink 182.
Yeah, yeah.
The actual way, the American way, and they are American, so we should treat them with the respect they deserve, Blink 182.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you're crowd surfing across some old people's heads looking for a wet wipe.
So, crowd surfing across these people, and then Tom DeLonge, he looked at me, saw that I had a nosebleed, and he clearly went, "Fuck, this guy's extreme." And then he pointed at me. He went, "Oh!"
He just pointed at you.
He just pointed, and I was just like,
That stressed you out even more, and you started bleeding from your mouth.
Blood, constant blood. And I got down and went to the first aid tent. And
Did he walk past and see you in there? He was really disappointed. He's like, "I'm taking my point back. You're a loser."
You should have just dealt with it, mate.
Ugh, I'm stressed.
Yeah, he admittedly, he didn't know that it was stress-induced.
He thought you'd been punched in the face.
Yeah, he thought maybe that I got extreme and just
or
head-butted.
Punch yourself in the face. I've seen people do that at gigs watching metal bands where they get so excited that they're like, and like hit their own heads. I've seen people do that at Korn gigs. I've seen people do that at Slipknot. I saw Slipknot at Leeds Festival. I saw someone hit themselves in the head or like put their like piercing through their arm.
Oh my God.
Just really excited
just
by
putting
it.
The piercing yeah, through their arm.
In the
This is such an intricate thing to do. Yeah. Like, guys, nobody touch me. So, I'm about to do this.
Right, clear a space.
Clear a space.
I'm about to get really extreme.
Everyone clear a space. I'm about to play Operation. Like the most extreme thing is to do something really intricate. Like, guys, everyone move back. I'm about to play that game where you put the metal thing across the thing and it buzzes if you touch the thing.
Well, get in contact as well if you've seen anything extreme happening in a crowd at a concert. We actually had one of those already today because we were going to talk about some festival memories. I've given you my piercing one and band names. Just more of a general chat today, and we're going to nail down what we're going to talk about next week. Someone went to V Festival and saw something fairly horrific. This is Natasha Lowe. Has said she witnessed homosexual fellatio with two fully naked white men in what should have been a mosh pit. Hashtag VFest.
Wow. Fully naked and wet.
I don't think Natasha's saying that it made it any worse that they were men.
No.
I think it's just that it's outdoors in the mud. Fellatio should not be occurring there.
No, I mean, that's not a sort of very... The sanitising atmosphere of fellating. That's, I mean, that's when I do sort of have that.
Do you like to keep it really clean?
I like to keep
really
it
clean.
Really clean. You know, make sure everyone, you know, that
one
hand gel.
The crowd surf to get a wet wipe.
I mean, in that first aid tent, guys.
Yeah. Excuse me, I'm planning on sucking a man off. Could you please get me a wet wipe? Also, he appears to be having a stress-induced nosebleed, so... No.
I've had a nosebleed before. Right, I'm gonna
get a nosebleed before, Joel.
I've had a nosebleed, right? So yeah. I get nosebleeds a lot when I.
How many nosebleeds per month?
Probably one a week.
What?
That's four in a month.
Mate, I know how many weeks are in a month. Four a month.
Yeah, it's basically when I was younger, I picked my nose so much to the point where it like sort of actually just like I've just cleared away the bit between my nose and my brain.
So if you did a really big sneeze, you'd lose memory.
Yeah.
So you're just really, you easily have a nosebleed.
I can have, yeah. I mean,
how much did you have to pick your nose to clear away this thing between your nose and your brain?
It just happened one day where I was like, oh, I think I've gone too far.
Yeah.
And then it just...
Oh, so there was a definite moment.
There was a full moment.
You were like, oh, pop, there it goes. I think shall be having regular nosebleeds from now on.
Then it's, so now it's like stress.
Yeah.
So what happens is that... Like, when I was younger, when my mock exams for my GCSEs started.
Yeah.
So that's in, like, May, start of May.
Sure.
And I had, from the first day of the first mock exam, every single day I had a nosebleed. Just one. Would never have more than one.
It would vary. Yeah, sure.
It'd mix up every day.
Yeah.
And then... every single day, and then the mock exams finished, it carried on every single day until the day of my last GCSE actual exam.
Right.
Had a nosebleed on that day.
Yeah.
And then didn't have a nosebleed for about 6 months.
Wow.
Isn't that amazing?
That's absolutely incredible.
And like science.
You are exactly like science with your little face periods. Good. Well, we've learned all about Joel's nose.
I went to a party once and I was like, I'm going to have a nosebleed today. And someone was like, nah. Because I hadn't had one that day yet.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm going to have a nosebleed at this party.
Yeah.
And they were like, no. Well,
how did you know? Did you know it was going to be a stressful party?
I just knew because it got to the point where it was so casually happening every day.
Yeah.
That I knew it had gotten to like 6 o'clock and I hadn't had my nosebleed yet. It was going to happen at that party.
Yeah.
So I was like, I'm going to have a nosebleed. And they were like, no, you're not. No. And they bet me like £5 I wasn't going to have a nosebleed.
Right.
Lo and behold.
There it goes.
Here he goes.
So do you think we could make you have a nosebleed on this show? How much stress would we have to pile on you to make you do a nosebleed live on pre-recorded FUBAR Radio?
I mean...
We'll do it next week. Right.
Okay.
I want you to email in for next week's rock show as many stressful things that you can imagine. Anything that would really stress Joel out.
Yeah.
terrible facts about the world, ideas to stress Joel out. We are going to make Joel have a nosebleed on the air next week, all right?
I've had nosebleeds on stage before.
Have you?
People really worry for your safety.
And it's when you're dying on your ass as well, I guess, when it's really stressful.
Really stressful. And it's
that's literally amazing. It's so silent and everyone hates you and then you just start bleeding.
A drop of blood just comes down your face.
That's absolutely incredible. Like they've given you a brain hemorrhage.
And I'm like, oh my God, I've got a nose. And I find it hilarious because it happens all the time. But people think like, oh my God, this guy's falling apart.
Yeah.
Like he's having a really bad game, he's bleeding from the face.
Fucking amazing.
So
get in contact. Next week we're going to give Joel a nosebleed. Have we got a song to put on, mate?
We're going to put one of yours on, mate.
Are we?
Yeah, Trap Them.
Trap Them. This is from their new album, Blissfuckers, right? That's what it's called.
Oh, crikey.
All right. I believe I've picked Lung Runners. This is an amazing album. This is a great new album. Trap Them, Blissfuckers. Whack it on, Joel. Out now, Prosthetic Records. Do it.
FUBAR Radio.
Trap Them, Lung Runners.
So intense.
Oh, so intense, man. I love it. I love all this stuff that's happening in the moment. Them, Black Breath, Weekend Nachos, all of the sort of crust power violence.
Crust power violence.
Is that a crusty sort of punky fucking hardcore metal
crossover? It's the perfect music to get a nosebleed to.
It is, man. I can just imagine you getting a nosebleed if you're at one of their gigs.
Just crying.
One of their gigs. Hey, we might be going to something together soon.
I think we are going to do it, mate.
Well, we can talk about it next week.
Oh,
but
so excited.
Me and Joel get to go to the Golden Gods, the Metal Hammer Awards.
Yes.
And I'm genuinely excited because there's some really good bands playing.
There is. Shall I read them out?
Yeah, why don't you read them out and you tell me what you think of them all.
Steel Panther.
Well, they're hosting. Do you know who Steel Panther
are?
They're hosting.
They're like a funny band.
They're like a funny band, yeah. And they actually, in terms of parody bands, they nail the genre.
So good. Yeah.
They nail the genre.
They're really good. Dillinger Escape Plan.
Yeah,
who,
man.
I do like.
They're going to give you a fucking nosebleed.
That's just like proper stuff.
Yeah.
Blackstone Cherry.
Sort of like a proper rock band.
Yeah.
I think they've got a sort of, like a classic rock feel to them, yeah.
While She Sleeps.
Metalcore. You'll like them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Behemoth.
Sort of death, black metal stuff.
I think I know that stuff.
We had Stephen Hill in the other week and he was saying that's his favourite album of the year. I've bought it.
Yeah.
Not listened to it yet.
Oh, cripes.
I'm going to listen to it before we go. But I'd imagine, Joel, we're just going to get absolutely ruined.
Oh, I can't wait.
I really can't wait. We're going to have a great time.
I'm going to have a nosebleed,
You're
mate.
You're going to get a nosebleed.
I can't wait.
We've got some people have been tweeting in on this day of the pre-record with some lovely band names.
Yes.
David's tweeted in saying his best band name is Fuck Buttons. Now, surprisingly, they're not. I think they're like an electronic band.
Hmm.
They like play Green Man Festival and stuff, but it's a great name, Fuck Buttons.
I mean, it'd be much easier if there was.
There was a fuck button.
If there was at some point, everyone's got it in the same place and everyone covers it up.
Right.
So, and then if someone hasn't covered it up, you know you're allowed to press it.
Right. So essentially what you're justifying is electronic rape. You're saying that if someone's uncovered their fuck button, which means you press it and you fuck them, you would just go around pressing it. Look out for Joel on the tube if there's ever an evolution of a fuck button in a human body.
Just pressing nipples thing. Isn't it a button?
Yeah. Is this it?
I put buttons.
Oh, I think a fuck button would be very handy.
Yeah.
If you just press it and it's like, well, I've fuck, it'd be a lot less energy, wouldn't it?
Or, just a button on a shirt that's actually in the sort of a shape of a fuck.
Of a fuck. That'd be like normal buttons all the way down, but then the top button is two people fucking.
It's my fuck button.
That's my fuck button, guys. You guys got a fuck button? I don't think so.
I don't think so.
I'd love it if it was all on a button. I'm so lazy, mate.
Yeah.
I love a bit of sex, but fucking come on, guys.
Sometimes it's just getting into it, isn't it? It's just kind of getting in the mood. It's hot, you know?
Yeah, it's warm.
It's warm. I'm wearing my chap shorts.
But you've got your dick out already, so there's no need to unfurl.
I'm enjoying cleaning naked at the moment.
Are you?
Really enjoying it.
That is an admission I'm not okay with. What you open all the windows in your flat, do you?
Yeah, I kind of open them all up.
Yeah.
And then I just clean and naked. And then I also, whilst I'm doing it, I go, naked clean, naked clean.
Do you really?
I actually do that.
I do that a lot. I talk to myself and sing to myself when I'm by myself, right?
My girlfriend's there.
Right. Amazing.
She's getting ready for work, right?
And you're naked and
cleaning. My new way of
your girlfriend's there.
Because my
don't talk to her, don't catch up on what she's been up to, just
naked clean. She's doing stuff,
yeah,
because she's getting ready for work, and I thought it was a nice thing if I get up.
Yeah.
And don't just sit in bed because I don't have a normal job.
Right.
So I've been getting up and cleaning the house because if I...
But does she... Hang on. I understand what you're saying. Like, so she gets up early and you don't think it's fair that you just get to lie about it.
Yeah.
But then later on, if you get back really late, does she wait up for you?
No.
No. So it should work both ways. You should be able to come home at 2 o'clock in the morning, Joel, and she's up cleaning naked.
Press her fuck button.
Press her fuck button whenever you like, even if she's asleep.
While she sleeps, we'll be playing as a golden god.
So you're naked cleaning.
It's quite fun. The only thing is you just feel a little bit sort of self-conscious when you bend down to pick things up.
Yeah, you know what I would say, Joel? In that case, if you feel self-conscious when you bend down to pick things up, pop a pair of pants on.
Or a pair of chaps.
No, that won't work because you wear no pants underneath, do you? I sing to myself when I'm by myself.
Mm.
I wouldn't do it when there was someone else in the house. Because my flatmate went away for a while, right? So I just found myself announcing everything I was going to do. Like, I'd go, oh, I'm going to make a coffee! Just, like, that loud in my flat. And this morning, my flatmate had gone out, so I was just by myself. Had a shower, got out, and this is a genuine thing that I sung. Drying my anus. I went, drying the old anus after that. You said that. Drying the anus. Just really quite loud.
In like ye old English as well.
Would sir care for a dry anus?
Thouest driest the anal.
My wench's pocket needs patting down.
Wench's pocket. I've like...
I said, my little pink coin purse.
My pitch shifter. I watched the film Frozen, and I watched it because everyone's talking about it.
Cold doesn't bother me anyway.
Exactly. And so
that
I watched
catchy
it.
As fuck, man.
Because I watched it and I was like, I don't really like this film.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't like it.
All right.
Not for me. That's what I thought. And then I went to sleep and... Literally the moment I woke up, I was like, let it go, yeah. Let it go.
Unbelievable, isn't it?
It just gets in your head.
Could never bother me anyway.
Oh, sassy.
Yeah, it is sassy. I quite like it.
Speaking of which, this is Rush and...
I'll tell you what, I've picked a couple of tracks today that are a bit more classic rock, a bit proggier, because we had some people write in and say, you know that rock, you can't just all have metal and... Mm. An all new metal.
It's a wide genre.
2004. It's a wide genre. We should be playing rockier stuff. But first, because we've been talking about band names, we had Fuck Buttons. Tom A also tweeted in to let us know that there was a band at his school who called themselves Boy Raped Fish.
Oh, crikey.
Now, that would all change if a fish had a fuck button.
Yeah.
Raped Fish, that is such a schoolboy thing to do, isn't it? But it'd be controversial.
I mean, there's probably a joke about shooting fish in a barrel.
Yeah. Would your dick fit in a barrel? That's the thing, through one of the little holes in the barrel. So we're going to play Fake Out. Have we got our jingles here, Joel?
Yeah, mate. You better believe it.
Well, why don't we play Band Fake Out, just to explain it. I mean, the jingle does it. I'm going to give Joel three band names. Two of them are real, one of them is fake.
Okay.
Now, the jingle may say something different.
It may do.
Are you trying to find it, Joel?
Yeah, with my eyes.
Right.
I can't see it.
This is the worst radio show I've ever
seen. I can't see it. Wait, because we've got this. Right, I'll take you through the ones we've got.
No, don't play all the jingles, man.
I don't think it's on here. I don't think it's on here, mate.
Right.
Wait, let me play. Okay, because we got one twice instead of...
You are floundering.
It's got this one. This one's not the one, but this is what we've got.
Which metal? Which metal? Which metal?
Which metal?
Right, but that's not the feature we're doing, though, is it?
It's so good. We've got this one.
I beg your pardon, beg your pardon.
Yeah, that's for I beg your pardon. So that's not for...
And then we've got the Which Metal one again.
No, you can't just play that one again.
It's really good.
Yeah, I know it's really good. And it's great for Which Metal, which we'll be playing later on. But where's the fake out jingle?
It's not on there, mate.
Right, well, let's just play it. Basically, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to list three band names. Two of those band names are real bands who have existed in the present, past, or not, but not future. And one of them is a band that I've made up, possibly a band that will exist in the future.
Okay. I'm excited.
Are you ready, Joel?
I'm very excited. You know how good I am at this game, Ed.
Yeah. Joel has never got one right. Oh, no, you might have got one right.
I think I got one right. I think I stumbled across it.
We should
it.
Really be keeping score
yeah.
on this. We could keep score on this whiteboard.
Oh, yeah. Let's take it.
I think it's something that Vicky Stone used to use, but
yeah,
she's gone.
So let's take that.
Yeah. Take That's not one of them. They are a real band, though. Giant Tony.
That sounds like a real big fish sort of band.
Like a ska band, yeah. That sort of thing, right?
Like with some sort of person who's in the band who doesn't play any instruments but just jumps around in a skull costume.
Like a hype man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, just banging the cymbals.
How do you think those people feel about their lives?
I don't know. It's blatantly the friend who was kind of like, oh, yeah, come to us to this gig. And then they go, this is great. And they end up coming to all of them. And then they're in the band and they might get an appearance fee.
Yeah.
But then once the band stops playing and they're not getting the royalties, they're like, should have played an instrument.
They're just jumping around. They look like fucking idiots.
Yeah.
Right. So Giant Tony, Fat Matt.
Giant Tony, Fat Matt. I see a sort of a thing going through this with the names.
Midnight Snake.
Fat Matt. Is that double T or one T?
That's double T for on Fat and Matt.
Oh. Okay, and then what was the last one?
Midnight Snake.
Midnight Snake.
And that's MIDNITE Snake.
NITE. Okay, right, okay. I think Fat Matt
is
fake. Because it rhymes.
Because it rhymes. Oh, and there's been no rhyming bands over the years.
Because I think it rhymes.
Right. You think it rhymes. No, it definitely rhymes. The question here isn't which one of these rhymes, because that would be really easy. Fat Matt is real, unfortunately, Joel. That is a real band, not a fake one. Unfortunately, you've not.
Is it one guy called Matt?
I don't know. I've not looked into it. All I know, I've just, in our big book of metal band names, I found Fat Matt and Midnight Snake, and Giant Tony is the fake one.
Giant Tony, I thought that was it. I thought that was a definite reels.
Giant Tony?
Yeah, sounds
really?
Great. Like, we're Giant Tony.
Yeah, you can't just say, we're Giant Tony, and it must be real, because someone could say it with their mouth.
Midnight Snake sounds like a good band.
Yeah, Midnight Snake would be awesome.
Midnight Snake!
I can't imagine them being anything other than brilliant. that's what I think about it. We've asked for some crowd surfing stories just to kick us off.
Yeah.
For next week.
I'm excited.
We're going to have a proper discussion about it. We're going to try and get people on the phone next week. We're going to have an actual debate about crowd surfing, all right? And moshing and that sort of thing. Neil Price has tweeted in saying, I had my mum sew zips into my gig shorts so I could crowd surf without losing my stuff. # safety first.
Gig shorts.
That's amazing. That planning crowd surfing is funny.
That is great.
Because you think that's like a sort of spontaneous thing, like, fucking crazy, I'm really excited. I'm gonna crowd surf. I'm gonna do it. And then but turning up with zippy shorts.
Yeah, knowing that you're like, it does feel like it's the kind of like, it does feel like a spontaneous action. Feels like, you know, you're just on your way home from work and you see a gig and you walk in, you end up crowd surfing.
Yeah. It's like suddenly a businessman crowd surfing and going absolutely crazy in a mosh pit. But someone turning up with zippy shorts, and he didn't say but I like to imagine he's in a bike helmet.
Yeah.
His mum's gone, you've got to protect your brain. All right?
People should be allowed to crowd surf, because you're not really allowed to crowd surf anymore, are you?
People do it. I've been at gigs recently where people were doing it.
Because do people just get thrown out then?
No. You get caught by security and they let you back round.
Okay.
Yeah, that's how it works. You can still do it.
Because I thought it was stopped.
No. I've been to a gig in Bristol recently where people were doing it.
Yeah.
And I think it's discouraged.
Yeah.
But I've also been, I went to a gig in the States a year ago and they were doing it. They were doing
I think it should be.
I took my friends, Matt and Sam.
Fat Matt?
Not Fat Matt, no. Normal size Matt. And Sam, which is short for Samantha, which is the lady version of that name.
Oh, okay.
And we went to see Gwar, and they are not into metal at all. And honestly, it was like a cut two. They were going, I'm not so sure about this. Cut to both of them covered in fake blood crowd surfing.
Amazing.
They're like, aah!
Have you ever seen
Dimmu Borgir?
Yes.
I've never seen them live, no.
They look like they would be good live.
Well, they look terrifying. You mean because they've got the corpse paint on and all that sort of
Yeah, yeah. Well, just mental.
I think you should put corpse paint on for the Metal Hammer Awards.
I'm very... I just turn up and I'm like, oh, I thought everyone was going to...
Yeah. No? Okay. Sorry, I just really like metal, guys. A spine shank nominated for anything.
Just turn up to like the Slam Dunk Festival. Covered in blood. What?
Oh, we are going to have a great time, mate. So that was Fake Out. It normally has a little jingle.
It does. It's just not...
We're going to find that jingle for later on, because I've got another Fake Out. You've got two
Fake Outs.
I've got one. You've got one or two.
I could do another one.
Yeah, you can do another one. You bet your ass you'll do another
one.
Yeah,
mate.
But for now, let's play one of your songs.
Oh, this is going to be a bloody tune.
What is it? What year is it from?
Probably 2001, 2.
Well, that's a surprise, Joel. What band is it?
Well, I mean, it's definitely not the Black Veil Brides, which we might have or might not have
Mate,
later.
Please don't tell me we've picked Black Veil Brides.
Well, I didn't realise you had such problems with Black Veil Brides. I found them on the internet.
Right.
And...
You know, they are widely ridiculed.
Yeah.
By the majority of the metal community.
But they, like... The lead singer is really beautiful.
Yeah, a lovely girl's face.
Such a good face. Like,
yeah, but why? We're not doing the show to play beautiful men's records.
Ed, look, right.
Just because you're a beautiful man, it does not mean that you have to play beautiful men's records.
People often think that I am on the cusp
of
sexuality,
right?
And you know, I'm just kind of not. I can appreciate a good-looking man. I think you're a good-looking man,
Thank
Ed.
Thank you very much, Joel.
Thanks, you're great. That is the first time when I saw that video, I was like,
I'm really attracted to that. I could be gay, yeah.
I could press his fuck buttons.
Well, we're going to be playing that later on the proviso that you masturbate throughout it.
It's very exciting. In the meantime, this is, honestly, this is the song... That when I buy headphones, I play this song to try them out.
Absolutely incredible.
It's a true story.
You've got a song.
This is the song. This is Boiler by Limp Bizkit.
Oh my God. Go on.
It's happening, Ed.
FUBAR!
Why?
Oh, any song where they scream why over and over again. Surely just drawing attention to their own ridiculousness as a band. Why is this happening?
I mean, it's a question.
Look, I think they're great. I think they're hilarious. I really like them.
Why?
Why, everyone? Why is this happening?
Why?
That was actually the penultimate track in their Alphabet album.
He had kids, so it was probably that thing where the kids were going through that age where they were like, okay, we have to leave the house now. Yeah. Why, Daddy?
Please put your cap on the right way, Daddy. You're embarrassing us when you drop us off at school. Absolute tit. That's the only way to describe Fred Durst. Tit. Wally knob.
All of the above.
A tit Wally knob. My chair is so squeaky today.
It's really squeaky.
You're picking that up, aren't you?
Yeah.
That's all. I'm getting rid of it.
It's great.
I'm taking it to the tip.
Sounds very sexual.
Right, Joel, we're going to have to confront that. After I've swapped my stool.
You're going to just stand up?
Why you... Yeah, fuck it, guys. I'm going to stand up for this.
I like stand up. Feels active.
Russell Brandy.
Oh, yeah.
I've got my hands on my hips now. Do you like that stance? Is that a good stance for you?
You look like you're about to start a dance in Step Up 3D.
I've not seen Step Up 3D.
Well, mate, you need to get on that.
I have seen Step Up to the Streets. I tell you why I went to see Step Up to the Streets. I had nothing else to do in Cambridge one day. And I went to see Step Up to the Streets because it was on, and I watched the first hour. Then I left Step Up to the Streets and snuck into a film I wanted to see.
Oh, mate. What's wrong with... You can't leave halfway through. That's before the crescendo.
Is there a crescendo?
There's a step... They're going to dance in the streets.
Hang on. So there's Step Up to... There's Step Up.
Step Up, which is Channing Tatum.
I never thought we'd be talking about this. There's Step Up. There's Step Up to the Streets.
Yep.
There's Step Up 3D.
Yep.
And what's the...
There's a new one out.
There's a new one out, isn't there? Step Up.
Step Up. Four. Like All In or something like that.
Step Up 4 All In. Or is it just called Step Up All In?
It's called just Step Up All... Something like that.
Step Up for the Streets.
Step Up... Fort Knox.
Step up Fort Knox. That's what you could come up with off the top of your head there, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Step up forcible entry.
Step up fork button.
Yeah.
Come on, Joel. We're gonna play fake out.
Yes, we've got a jingle back.
Let's hear this jingle.
Here
mate.
We go.
We give you three names, two are fake. We give you three names, two are fake.
Fake out.
Admittedly, it's wrong.
Yeah. So it's what it should be is we give you two names.
One is fake.
No, we give you three names.
Yeah.
One is fake.
Yeah. See, it's hard, isn't it? It's hard to work it out.
No, it's not. We give you three names, one is fake. You've done the wrong jingle. Play again, then.
We give you three names, two are fake. We give you three names, two are fake.
Fake!
I'm sorry.
You've really fucked this up.
I'm really sorry.
Right, okay, let's do it anyway. So, we give you three names, one is fake. Joel's turn, let's hear it.
We give you three names, two are fake. We give you three names, two are fake.
Fake!
So now that reads, we give you three names, one are fake. So, linguistically is an absolute tip.
It's okay.
Right, let's hear it, Joel.
Here we go.
Here we go.
Legendarily bad at this game. I don't think today's okay.
Right.
Here we go. Just get on board, mate.
I'm so on board.
Three names, one is fake.
Right.
Fetal Juice.
God. That sounds like a death metal band. That is definitely a death metal band. Fetal Juice.
Yeah.
Now, in my head, there's like that's like amniotic fluid.
Mm-hmm.
Or, nicer, my second thought was, a baby making a juice. Like a baby juicing a lemon.
Yeah, like a little juice bar.
Yeah, like he's running his little baby's juice bar. He's got a tiny little till. Hasn't he? He's got a tiny little till. Like, I'd like a little baby juice. He goes,
yeah.
And he makes.
And he pretends to put the money in his till.
He does put the money in his till. It's a functioning business, Joel.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and it's not just other babies that go. Old people, kids, anyone can go and get a juice. Hello, I'd like the banana juice. Like banana juice, please.
He goes over to the feet hill.
He goes over to the feet hill, yeah.
And then he puts his little juice in.
Yeah. Oh, the feet hill's broken. He better umbilical call someone.
Then...
Don't. If you've not got one ready, then...
Oh no, the financial crisis has happened.
Yeah.
This is really wounded our business.
Wounded? Are you serious? Wounded!
Great name for a band.
That is one of the worst puns I've ever heard.
Wounded? It's a good pun,
really,
mate.
Really wounded our business.
I mean, it did wound a lot of businesses.
Right, get on with it.
Fetal Juice.
Right. Fetal juice, right.
Fetal
I think that's real, straight away. I've not heard it in the context, but...
Eye tickle.
E-Y-E. Tickle. Right. I mean, that's fake. Carry on, but...
Eye tickle.
You're laughing so much as you say it because you know how shit it is. What band is going to be called Eye Tickle? That doesn't even make sense. Eye tickle?
Eye tickle.
Is that supposed to be an icicle pun?
Could be,
right. So you're not giving anything away. That's the quality of wounded, if it is.
Eye tickle,
right.
Great. I mean, that sounds like a good band.
No, it doesn't sound like a band at all. Sounds like something from your stupid brain.
Sideburn.
Haven't we already had that? Sideburn. That's got to be a band. I think that's a band. Basically, eye tickle's fake, mate.
I mean, I don't know how you do it, mate. You got it right again.
Oh, how would I do it? This eye tickle. It's because you came in here and we're about to do the pre-record because everyone's got we've only got the studio for a certain amount of time and you've panicked and you've gone, I need to do a fake out. And you've gone, right, my eye is on my face.
My eyes are looking at this.
Yeah, and I'm ticklish. I don't know what. Eye tickle. Was it supposed to be an icicle pun?
I thought it was kind of ironic because you can't tickle an eye.
Yeah, but that's why it would be a shit band name. What made you... Was it supposed to be a pun on icicle?
No.
No?
It was... That's how good I am at comedy. It just happens accidentally.
Like wounded.
Yeah, it just happens. I didn't even think about it. It was a thing. I also didn't think about the fact that fetal juice is also a pun on Beetlejuice.
Oh, yeah, but I don't think that's what it's supposed to be.
No?
No. Hmm. I mean, yet again, I almost might cancel this game next week because it's so easy. I win every time.
But
you're so bad at making up band names.
Icicle's a good name for a band.
No, it's not. It's not a good name for anything. It's two words that should never go together.
That's why it's a good name for a band.
If you try and tickle someone's eye, you're assaulting them.
Yeah, that's why. You know, that's what people probably do in rock bands.
Right, is it?
No.
Joel, your hair looks very nice.
Thanks, mate. Had it cut.
You've had it cut?
Yeah.
You
had yours cut as well, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks, mate.
Right, you're not going to say it's nice? Okay.
It looks great, mate.
Thanks.
It looks lovely.
Where did you get yours cut, Joel?
I got my hair cut. Actually, basically, I'd moved house.
Right.
Right. And there's a barber around the corner from my house.
Right.
That I would keep walking past. No one's ever in it. And it just literally says barber on the wall, painted. Just painted, and not even tried to be painted well.
Right.
It's just like as if someone's just painted barber. Like it's a threat. And so I thought, oh, I'll go there.
Yeah. Okay, so straight away, this is where our branches of logic separate. If I saw somewhere where no one was ever in and someone had painted barber on the wall with Dulux, I would go, not going there, I'll probably go somewhere else.
Well, wait till tomorrow, mate. You're going to have eye tickle written on the outside of your house.
Why did you decide to go there?
Because it's literally the closest thing to my house, apart from houses.
Right, what if you went apart from houses? That's as if you like tried to knock on your neighbour's door and go, any chance you could cut my hair?
Be like the 90s where people used to come to your house to cut your hair.
Yeah, we had a lady called Belinda.
Belinda.
We did. We had Belinda used to come round, and I remember she had a little pendant with scissors on. Like a little sort of gold jewellery thing in the shape of scissors, as if that was like her qualification. She was like, well, I bought the jewellery.
They gave me the brooch.
Yeah. That's weird. People used to come around to your house.
It's weird. When did that stop?
I don't know.
Maybe it still goes on
and we're just all swanky now going to places with barber painted on the wall.
Cheryl used to come to our house. It's always a family friend as well.
Cheryl and Belinda. There they are. Imagine if it was just them cutting people's hair and we'd just...
They were really busy in the 90s.
Yeah, they were so busy with their pendants.
Tell me about this place.
It sounds terrifying.
I went in and they... basically, there's just never anyone in there. And I went in, this like really old guy.
Right.
I walked in, immediately he just went, no. No. And I was like, what? And he went, no, I do not, no. Nope.
No.
I was like, oh, sorry. Okay. He's like, no, I do not do spikes.
He doesn't do spikes.
I do not do spikes.
Did you have spikes in your hair at this point?
It was just like this.
Yeah.
You know, so I don't have spiky hair.
No.
He was like, I do not do spikes. And I was
like, you look like you might like spikes.
Yeah. I feel like he's just saying no to youth.
And no,
I
was like, to youth culture and trends.
Exactly. And I said, oh, okay, no worries. And he went, I do proper haircut. I do only proper haircut.
Right.
And then pointed at a photo framed on his wall of Chris Tarrant. And he went, look, this is proper haircut. I cut his hair for 30 years.
Can I just say, Joel is doing an accent just to represent what this man sounded like.
Yeah, he sounds exactly like that.
This isn't racism you're doing now.
No, he is... I don't want to name him just in case he kills me.
Right. And you don't want to name the area?
No.
No. But he might kill you, you say?
I'm just afraid, because then he started to show me pictures of him with the Cray twins.
Oh, fuck.
And like... So he showed me pictures of him with the Cray twins and like loads of other gangsters.
Yeah.
Back in like... When was that? Like 60s?
Yeah, around then, yeah.
And then... Loads of this stuff with like gangsters and stuff. Told me that he went to prison.
Yeah.
For ages.
What for?
He didn't really mention it, but I think, and then I read some articles about him.
What, while you were talking to him?
No, when I went home, because he said, like, look me up on internet. I am legend. I am legend.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay.
Did you find articles on him?
Yeah.
What did he do?
And it says that he went down for murder.
Are you serious?
But I don't think he says that he
did. So hang on, let's not get caught up in what happened later. So he's showing you pictures. He's shown you a picture of Chris Tarrant, then he showed you a picture of him with the Krays.
With the Krays, and then he was just like, so it was like, he's like, look at this, I am legend. Look at these people.
Yeah. Right. So he's showing you a picture of Will Smith.
I am legend.
Ali, enemy of the state.
£7.
Yeah. We've named all the most obscure Will Smith films possible. Pursuit of Happiness.
After Earth.
I saw that. That was dog shit.
Oh, what a terrible movie.
Another conversation for another time.
What a terrible movie. So basically, then he was like... And then there was a picture of him with the policeman from Hello, Hello.
I love that weird sandwich of Chris Tarrant, then loads of gangsters, Arthur Bostrom.
Yeah.
That's his name.
And so he was like, I cut these hair. Amazing. Frank Bruno. There's a picture of Frank Bruno. He cut Frank Bruno's hair for a long time.
Oh, yeah. We all know what happened to Frank Bruno.
And then, well, and then, so he was like, and then it was kind of like, oh no, leave. He's basically saying leave to me. And I was like, okay, that's fine. It's acceptable. I don't
really
get
it. So if he was saying leave, why did you hang around while he showed you some weird photo album?
That was the strange thing. He was like telling me to leave, but also showing me memorabilia.
Right. So he just wanted to chat.
He was like, no, do not do spikes. Look at this. I am a legend of hair. Look at this. I do not do spikes. Legend of hair.
No spike. Chris Tarrant, no spike.
No spike.
Frank Bruno, no spike.
No spike. You
murderer.
Spike.
You spiky. You like Guy Fieri from Diners, Drive-In and Dive.
That's exactly who I'm like.
Yeah, yeah.
And so he was like, but then he started showing me the chair as if he wanted me to sit down, but still saying no spike.
Right. But and he didn't want spikes. Did you explain this to him?
No, I was like, oh, all I want to do is I just cut the sides. I was like, I just want the sides cut, leave the top because I can take care of that myself.
Yeah. Put spikes in.
No, that's where I really come into my own element.
Yeah. Look, I know you don't do spikes. No one does spikes like JD.
Yeah, legendary spikester. And so I sat down in the chair and he sort of kept on just being like, I am best haircut in country. Best haircut. I get the steps gone out. Look at this terrible hair. Like just saying how bad my haircut
so he
was.
Takes the he thought you had a step.
Yeah.
And like, he was step like, gone. I put in the ramp, wheelchair man, get to top of head. No
wheelchair
problem.
Access to your head.
You want step? No. Stanner, stair lift in head. I sorted it, no problem.
Step gone. Perfectly, just access. Yeah. Go. Straight in. And he was like, oh, in prison, people ask me.
Straight, did he drop, is that when he dropped it
in? Kept on dropping it.
Oh, no.
He was like, kept on dropping the P word. He was like, oh, in prison, people would say, no, you cannot get this step out. Gone. Step gone. Gone. And I've got well at this point. It is also the best haircut I've ever had.
Right. So he's nailed it.
He has nailed it.
Yeah.
Like, but he's
so you
not...
got the haircut.
I got the haircut.
I would have been out of there. Well, I wouldn't have gone in, if I'm honest. But I would have been out of there really early, man.
I feel an obligation to these people.
Yeah.
I just was being too nice. And I was sat there, was cutting my hair. He then got a cutthroat razor out.
Ah!
Started doing the bits around it, which that's never happened to me before.
Never knew that was a thing. He shaved your face?
He like shaved like the bits around my hair.
Right.
Like the edges.
Yeah, it does look like a clean-edged cut. It's
bloody good haircut, mate.
Sharp as fuck, man.
He was like, he was doing the borders.
Yeah.
He was trimming the borders.
But for that moment, you were just terrified.
He got the Flymo out. And so he was doing that. And then...
Did you have your dick out that day? Did he do your pubes for you? Would sir like me to do pube?
No spike.
No spiking, but one spike. One spike in pube.
Just one spike.
Like helmet. Like a Kaiser Wilhelm helmet.
Just one, yes. Just one like the Misfits. Just one long spike.
Devil cock. Put that in for you. So nice. Oh, yes, like Danzig.
Like Danzig.
Cook like Danzig?
Cook like Danzig. Cook like Danzig. And so basically, I sat down, I had the haircut.
Yeah.
And he kept on. So he asked me something. He was like, he was still quite frosty at this point.
Yeah.
And he was like, oh, what do you do? And I was like, he's like, do not lie. Every time he asked me a question, he'd be like, what do you do? Do not lie. Do not lie. Do not lie. And I was like, okay.
As if he could catch you off guard if you're about to lie.
Yeah.
Like, that's his, do not lie.
Do not lie.
Oh, God.
Yeah. And so I just said, oh, I'm a comedian.
Yeah.
And...
I don't go in with that. Although when I had my hair cut recently, I sat down and about 10 minutes in, he went, oh, I've looked you up. Apparently you're a comedian.
You looked
me up. Who does that?
They Google all their clients.
Yeah. That's weird, right? Although I had been there before and had a different person, maybe they mentioned that I was a comedian. I don't know, it's just, it is weird.
Wow. I wish I googled this guy before I went in.
You went in with comedians. See, normally I'd say like writer or just unemployed.
Really set the bar low.
Yeah.
Just like, I'm unemployed, and people are like, oh. Yeah. Then they've got no other questions.
Yeah.
It's a really good answer, actually.
Yeah, no, I'm unemployed, quite down about
it. Oh, which office do you go to get your money?
Yeah, there's no follow-up questions.
None.
Oh, that must be sad.
Sad.
Are you sad or are you happy about that?
What do you want to do?
Yeah. There's that. I find that at gigs,
if you're
comparing and you go, what do you do? And they go, I'm not working at the moment.
A surprising amount of people, actually.
Yeah. Well, credit crunch, isn't it? Go, like, what do you do at that point? And I'm really brazenly, what I tend to do is, if the gig's going well anyway, and they go, oh, I'm unemployed, I go, oh, why don't I bring the mood down, mate?
Yeah.
I go in like that. Or I say, what do you want to do? We'll try and make it happen tonight.
Yeah, that's what I try and do. Yeah. I go, oh, who? What do you do? What do you want to be? Does anyone in that business?
Yeah.
We have very similar styles.
Yeah, we're just talking absolute shit, trying to fill time, right?
Yeah, that's it.
Why we work so well together on a radio station. So you said comedian, which may have been a mistake.
Yes, but I was under pressure because he said don't lie. So I said comedian, he was like, oh, I know Jim Davidson.
Of course he does. If he knows Tarrant, he knows Davidson.
Straight in. And then he said, but I hate him now because he owes me £5.
That's the most believable bit of his stories so far.
But then I was like, oh, okay, so maybe he's hard up. And he was like, I'm a gambler.
Right.
And grabbed out the biggest wad of cash I've ever seen.
What?
Like, must have been.
From where?
From his pocket. It was like 50s. Like, massive.
From his wench's pocket or his actual pocket? It's
straight out of his pitch shifter.
No, see, that's fucking amazing.
Unbelievable. And then he started to show me pictures of his cars, and he was like, he had like a Rolls Royce.
And he can't even afford a barber's sign.
Yeah, it's mental.
Yeah.
It's mental. And then, so he cut my hair, and then I told him, and he was like, okay, what have you done? And I was like, oh, I mean, I've done some stuff, you know, on TV. He was like, oh, TV? You've done TV?
And
I was like,
yeah. Interested.
And I was like, yeah, I did a program on BBC Three. And he's like, oh, BBC Three? I know BBC Three.
I cut BBC Three's hair.
I cut BBC Three hair.
The whole thing, it used to be a 6. And then I take it down 3 grades with my clipping.
Also, I was like, oh, can I have like a 4? He's like, it is not called a 4. It is called short. And 3 is very short. 2. They give them numbers now.
Very, very it's crazy. Short.
They give
and
them numbers.
1 is racist.
And so then, yeah, he just basically cut my hair. And then then he was like, oh, are you okay, you do me a favor, do not lie. You give me a signed photo.
Right. A signed photo of yourself, not...
We took a photo together. I've got it on my phone.
Brilliant.
And he...
So did he then go and print that out and ask you to sign it?
No, he was like, go home. Print out a photo of us.
He's making demands of you.
He's like, and he went, put it in frame.
You've got to buy a frame.
I bought a frame. I had to buy a frame.
Why have you done this?
I'm so scared.
Just don't go back, mate.
I'm so scared. But I did, because what I did is that he asked me to write in his book.
Right. He's in his like guest book.
Yeah. And he was kept on asking me to put my address, so I put my address. So I'm scared to not do stuff just in case, mate, he goes to my house.
Because he said, put your address, do
he
not
was like,
lie.
Put your address, do not lie.
I mean, a lot of this is your fault, but don't take him a signed photo back in, mate.
I took a signed
photo.
You've
taken photo. And you bought a frame?
So I bought.
How much was a frame?
I didn't buy one. I just took a frame of me and my mum off the wall.
Joel! Why?
Because I feel under pressure, Ed.
Mate, put a song on. We're going to talk about this. We need to work out a way of you dealing with this. Because this is going to run and run. Email in rock@foobarradio.com. And let us know what you think Joel should do in this situation. We're going to talk about it more after this song, but we're going to need to sort this out, mate.
I'm fairly scared for my life.
All right, what are you going to put on?
I'm going to put one of yours on, mate. The Shrine.
Oh, yeah. They're good. They're solid. This is a great band.
Solid. FUBAR Radio. Shrine Destroyers.
The Shrine.
Shrine Destroyers.
The Shrine Destroyers.
Yep.
That was Destroyers by the Shrine. Oh, fuck.
Shit.
Oh, this is awful. We've got a caller, Joel, dammit.
We bloody have, mate. It's very exciting.
Who have we got on the line?
We've got Sophie. Hello, Sophie.
Hello.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good, very good. It's a nice day here.
It's lovely, isn't it?
Where are you, Sophie, that it's a nice day?
I'm in North London.
Oh, that's exactly where we are.
Yeah, it's a nice day here as well. That would be weird if it was two different weathers in the same place.
It would be very. Did you enjoy the Shrine Destroyers that we were just playing then?
I did quite enjoy that.
Yeah, sort of just
they should
like
put that on the cover of their next album. I quite enjoyed it, Sophie, quite enjoyed North London.
It's perfect weather for sunniness and the bit of the shrine to just like walk up a mountain.
That's from Joel Dommett there. So if you don't know if you heard that, a little quote from the radio there. This is perfect weather for sunniness.
So, it is.
Yeah. I mean, because it is sunny. It's literally a description of the weather. What are you calling us about, Sophie? What's on your mind? Tell us all.
Well, I used to follow Ned's Atomic Dustbin around the country. I don't know if you remember them or if you've even heard of them.
I've very much heard of them. That's a band name that you don't forget in a hurry, Ned's Atomic Dustbin. When you say you used to follow them around the country, everywhere they get.
Were they aware that you were following them?
Well, yeah, probably they were, actually, because we were quite pesky fans and... I think my two of my friends snogged two of Ned's.
Wow.
I didn't. I'm not sure if that's fortunate or unfortunate.
So did they snog two separate members, or they both snogged?
Yes.
They both snogged two members.
One snogged Rat, and one snogged, I can't remember the other guy's name.
Well, you wouldn't forget, Rat, you wouldn't forget,
wow.
Definitely. So your friend
she smelled
snogged
him.
Rat from Ned's Atomic Dustbin. That is probably the filthiest moment in her entire life, isn't it?
I hope not.
guys, I just snogged Rat from Ned's Atomic Dustbin. Have a shower and call your mother.
Yeah.
That's what I'd say.
Crikey.
So how many times...
That wasn't the entire story.
Did you snog any of them, Sophie?
No, I didn't. I refrained. I probably would have done.
I know that wasn't the entire story, Sophie. I just want to learn more about this.
I'm very exciting.
It probably actually eclipsed the story, but...
No, we're going to delve.
You decided not to snog them because you smelled a rat. Thanks, Sophie.
That was worth it. That was definitely worth it.
Yes!
How many times a year did you see them, Sophie?
I don't know if it was lots of time. I probably saw them about 15 times in
That's
total, but... it was one particular time I went to Scotland to go and see them, and they were doing a gig in Edinburgh and a gig in Glasgow. And I probably just saw them around London. And I was 16, so I think, had some friends at uni. So if they were playing in one of those cities, we'd go and see them there as well.
At 16, that's quite a brave thing to do, isn't it? I don't think I would have been allowed.
Oh, we were intrepid gig goers.
Yeah.
We must have had quite liberal parents.
When I was 16, I was just like pretending to be a ninja in my garden.
That's not true.
Were you doing that as well?
Just like I'd have a broomstick and I'd just be running around pretending that the people I was fighting.
Joel, of course, does not do that anymore, Sophie, but only because he can't afford anywhere with a garden.
Well, that is a shame. He should just find a kind of indoor ninja broomstick
ninja.
Arena.
Somewhere where they just let me go wild.
Yeah. Now, did you by any chance hear about Joel's dilemma we're discussing today, Sophie?
No, I didn't.
Basically, I'll just go do a quick recap because it takes a fuck of a long time to tell the story. Joel went to a barber's and the barber basically turns out to be some sort of... He's essentially a gangster, like a proper wide boy. He's been to jail for bad stuff. Right, and is forcing Joel to bring him signed pictures of Joel in frames that he's got to pay for.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, it's madness,
that
right?
That sounds like gangsterism if I've ever heard it.
Yeah. I went to Ryman's, bought some frames.
He went to Ryman's and bought some frames and also took a frame off the wall that had a picture of him and his mum in and took it out and put a signed picture of himself in to take to a gangster barber's.
Because I took a photo of him and me. Right, because we took a photo together, and he was like, go home now and take a picture, sign in frame, bring it back now. And so I brought it back, signed photo of me and him, and then clearly since I left, he'd phoned people to ask whether they'd heard of the programme that I was on.
Right.
And people had said, like, oh, I know that programme. So when I came back to give him the one photo, he was like, okay, you do me a favour, do not lie.
Oh.
You go away.
Right, I'm sorry, Sophie. So, essentially,
did you say
Sophie...
You your barber?
Yeah, it's round the corner from my house.
What should he do? What should Joel do?
Does he give a good haircut?
A really good haircut, Sophie. That's the chink in my armour here.
Does he do all the flames up the nose and stuff?
The what?
the flames on the ear hair and the nose hair.
Oh yeah, I've never had that.
What's that?
When they like burn off
it.
The
I
hair and
had
stuff.
Yeah, yeah. They burn off hair.
Did you like they burn off your ear? I mean, I need that. I have some really woolly ears.
That we'll talk about that in a minute, Joel. That's weird. I can't trust this guy with scissors around me. I wouldn't want him burning hair off my face.
You bring me frame. I burn your ears.
Well, thanks very much. Are you still a Ned's Atomic Dustbin fan, Sophie?
Do you know what? I had a couple of their EPs, yeah, which were just top. And I went to one of those kind of reunion gigs at the Astoria just before it closed down. And I've never seen so many bald heads in my life. And I just thought, oh my God, I don't even know half of these songs. I wasn't a proper fan.
Oh,
I may have been there in the early... their early heyday, but
what happened at this gig?
Oh well, we were quite into stage diving, and at the time, you'd get the security and they would allow you up, and it was kind of like a bit of a, they allow one at a time to put it stage diving, and I was just, I'm going to stage dive, and I got up. And I thought, not only am I going to stage dive, but I'm a girl, I'm 16, I'm definitely going to crowd surf. This is definitely going to work. And sadly, the crowd parted and I landed whack on the floor. I really, really hurt my neck for life.
Oh,
but,
oh my God.
I had this very, very sore neck that I couldn't, and I was going around Scotland seeing them,
nice,
and I could not move my neck at all, and I had my head kind of fixed in this over-the-shoulder stare, and with a condition called spasmodic torticollis. I don't know if you've ever heard of that or if your listeners have, but maybe that would be a good brand name.
Yeah.
Yes, spasmodic torticollis.
So you got that from stage diving at Ned's Atomic Dustbin? It's dangerous, isn't it? I don't think people should be allowed to do it. Stage invasions and things like that.
I know, I think you should warn your listeners.
Yeah, well, we will. Thank you, Sophie. You're going to be the front of our campaign to ban stage diving. It's not very rock and roll of us, but thanks very much for calling, and I hope...
lovely talking to you.
I hope you have a good neck day.
Thank you very much.
All right.
Thanks, Sophie.
Take care.
Bye. That was Sophie.
That was quite a sad end to that.
It was a sad end.
That story. Well, we've got more to talk about with your bloody barbers, haven't we? Firstly, I want to know about your woolly ears, because you've mentioned that.
Look at them. Look, I'm going to lean across the desk now.
Right. Oh, yeah. Joel's got woolly ears. I know that's probably letting down some young girls who are... Because you've got, a following of young ladies who enjoy your... my microphone's broken. Who enjoy your face. So it might disappoint them to know that you've got essentially Grandad from Only Fools and Horses ears.
It's my one and only flaw.
Is it? Now, you can probably get them trimmed.
Yeah, I need to sort of get some sort of protocol with doing that.
Well, you can... I mean, we all know you've now got a contact in the barber world.
Yeah. Oh, my God, maybe.
Do you feel confident going in and going, OK, tell me now, do not lie, can you sort... my hairy ears out. I don't know how you deal with hairy ears.
I don't know what to do with it because it's like, you can't, it's not long enough for scissors.
Yeah.
But like, they're like long.
Do you feel like it's impacting your hearing?
I've got really bad hearing and really bad smell.
Do you have a hairy nose?
Yes.
I've got a hairy nose as well. Now, I thought I needed to do something about it because I get quite long nose hairs and I do enjoy pulling them out and I like it.
It's
when
fun,
you get
isn't it?
A proper eye waterer. Right, but obviously, don't you do that, Joel. You'll definitely have a nosebleed. You'll probably pull a nose hair out and your brain's on the other end of it.
Yeah.
I asked my girlfriend for a nose hair trimmer for Christmas. And my girlfriend's younger than me, so she's like going out with an older man, right? And I said, will you buy me a nose hair trimmer for Christmas? And she said, outright no. I went, why? And she went, it's just so sad.
Just so
she couldn't
sad.
Deal with the tragedy of going into Boots and saying, could I buy a
it's
nose
for
hair
my
trimmer
boyfriend.
For my boyfriend.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
just
no.
Me collapsing in front of her. Like an old painting.
She passes over a Zimmer frame.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Do you want me to polish your Zimmer frame for you? It's pathetic.
It's pathetic.
Let's whack a track on, mate, and then we're going to come back and we're going to sort out this barber's thing.
Oh, it's going to be a bloody treat, mate. Right, what do you want? Do you want Mice and Men or Beartooth?
I don't know who Beartooth are. Put them on.
Fubar Radio.
He has a problem.
Bear. He does.
He has a problem.
I really like that, mate.
It's Beartooth. Yes!
You
feel like I've
it.
Succeeded.
Hadn't heard of them? And you introduced me to a new band.
Bloody great.
That song. What's the name of the album?
No idea.
Right. This is what you need to do, mate. Okay, if you're going to introduce me to new stuff, great.
They're on Red Bull Records.
They're on Red Bull Records. Huh? You can hear that. They obviously get a lot of free samples. Absolutely off their tits, aren't they?
I really like how energetic it is.
I'll tell you what, for their next album, how about they release it on Chamomile Tea Records?
Yeah, just pull it back a bit, guys.
Yeah, and a nice candle.
Yeah, just relax.
Lovely bath.
Have yourself a bath.
Lovely bath discs. Beartooth, I like them. I really like them. Where are they from?
The woods.
The woods? Because they said bear in their name.
Yeah.
Right. So that's Beartooth there. If you want to check them out, they are on Red Bull Records and they're from the woods. And how did you hear about Beartooth, Joel?
I just was Googling stuff.
You just Googled stuff and they came up first.
Yeah.
That's good that they've manipulated their way into the internet in such a way that you can type stuff into Google and they come up first.
I did that thing that you do when you're on the YouTube that you start off with a thing that you know. So I started off with like Of Mice and Men.
Yeah.
And then saw what was in the drop-down box.
That's good.
And then you basically click on the next bit. Because there's like a middle ground where it's actually stuff that's relevant before it gets to like, you know, a squirrel falling off a box.
Yeah, but when it gets there, you know you've hit the gold jackpot. You've hit the gold jackpot.
The gold jackpot.
Yeah.
As opposed to the other ones.
Yeah, a squirrel falling off a box. That is the best video on the internet, Joel.
Thanks, man.
That was really good, man.
I feel G'd up. I'm excited about that. I've impressed you.
I think we're going to kick off a little debate about crowd surfing as well.
Yeah.
You know what? I hadn't even considered stage diving. I don't think people really do that anymore.
Because you have the barrier, don't you?
You've got the barrier. The thing is, crowd surfing, there's not an impact because you go up from the floor. Stage diving, big old impact, isn't there?
I mean, there's a lot more sort of risk.
And with the tragedy that happened with the Lamb of God concert, which we talked about recently, Joel, you had no idea what was going on, but me and Stephen Hill talked about it when he was in, that there was a stage invasion, a fan got pushed off the stage and hit the head, and then they died later on from the injury. And that's the danger, isn't it? You don't want to be in this day and age. You don't want to be dead in this day and age.
You don't want to be. I mean, back in the day when it was bad, you know, there was like plague and stuff.
Yeah.
Being dead was kind of like, I'm avoiding...
That's one of the options. Being dead is like, that might be the best way.
That's probably all right.
These days, very rarely do people want to be dead.
People are like, you know, because you can watch videos like squirrels falling off boxes.
Exactly.
You have that as an option if you're alive.
Yeah.
Dead, gone.
You're not going to get the plague or anything like that.
Nah.
Yeah, but you don't want people rushing on stage if you're doing a show because you don't know what they're going to be doing.
No.
There's nutters about, mate.
Yeah.
You don't want people diving off into the crowd either. I don't know, but it's fun. It sort of would take away an element of the live.
Have you ever had someone come on stage while you've been doing comedy?
You know what? I don't think I have. I know plenty of people who've been in that situation.
Mm. I had a guy come up on stage, grab the microphone off me, and say, "Doesn't this cunt look like Simon Amstel?"
Right. I mean, that's amazing.
And he took
the microphone off you.
Grabbed the mic off me.
Where was this?
This was at...
You gonna name the gig?
It's that gig down in Bournemouth. I can't remember what it's called. The one where they serve Indian stuff, Indian food before it.
They serve Indian food before it.
Yeah.
Are you trying to say that it's the Indian food that makes everyone aggressive?
No.
No.
Because if anything, that makes people even calmer.
Oh my God!
Come on!
No, that's all right. That was like a 7 out of 10.
I'm already quite pleased with that.
Yeah, no,
I feel like this is such a good segment for me.
When you set the bar as low as womb did, then I think anything was going to be good. But genuinely, you know, I'm quite happy with you there, mate.
Thanks,
well,
man.
Well done, sir.
Very excited.
Man just stormed on stage. Were you comparing? Were you?
I was on. I was doing a spot.
You're doing a set,
and it was kind of going fine.
Yeah.
It was the day. When it was the volcano went off in Iceland and no one could fly anywhere.
Yeah.
So suddenly there was loads of people that were supposed to go to Marbella or wherever stag do's. And they went, oh, God, okay, we can't go. Let's go to Bournemouth and go to a comedy club. And it was just an absolute shit storm of like ridiculous. And there was like a really nice bunch who had like pre-booked.
They wanted to see the comedy.
They wanted to see comedy.
Trying to go to Marbella that day.
And they were just surrounded by... absolute shit. Oh my god, it was mental. It was mental.
And a guy came on stage and grabbed a microphone off you.
That's
scary though, isn't it?
It was really like, oh god, he was massive. Your
reaction is like, someone's going to hit me.
Yeah.
So I'm going to have to do something about this.
Yeah. I was like, really? And
did he stage
comedy clubs, nobody would step in. Like someone, you know, I mean, it's happened before, you know, that period where someone could come up and hit you and you'd just be like, yep.
There are some clubs where people would step in, I think.
Yeah, it would definitely take a while though.
Yeah.
You know, for someone to come. It's like, you know, if you're a band, there's people there all the time.
Well, but it's worrying since Dimebag Darrell was killed, I think, which was probably in 2005, which is essentially a stage invasion. Someone came around the back and shot him in the head.
Really? Who was that?
Dimebag Darrell, mate. We can't be on a rock show and not know who Dimebag Darrell is.
Who's that?
He's the best metal guitarist of all time. He was in Pantera. He was playing Damage Plan at the time. And 2005, there was essentially a stage invasion. You know, one man ran on stage and shot him in the head. So since then, it's fair that bands are paranoid that something bad's going to happen. I mean, I'm not saying that you should be worried that if a man in Bournemouth comes on stage, he's going to shoot you in the head.
No, you know.
I don't think you've reached the requisite level of fame yet for someone.
If you shot me in the arm or something, I'd have a really good Edinburgh show.
No, you know? Because you'd still have to write it.
Yeah.
You can't just go on and go, oh, I've been shot in the arm.
Because if you shot me in my right arm, I wouldn't be able to write anything.
It, exactly, yeah. It'll all be scrawled out. You'd be going, hello, my name is Joel. Sorry, I wrote this with my left hand. Anyway, so you're going to get shot anyway because you are friends with a gangster barber.
Gangster barber.
Yeah. So you bought more frames. So just to catch you up, if you've just tuned in, Joel has basically gone to a gangster barber's who's now demanding signed photos from him. It's the most ridiculous story I've ever heard. Only happens to Joel, this sort of thing.
So he went, go home, print off a photo of us, bring it back in a frame. And he was like, do you want to do that today, tomorrow? And I was like, oh,
those are the options.
There's the options.
There's no never. It's just two options.
Honestly, like, he makes you feel like you can't not do stuff.
Yeah.
It's very clever.
So he's got your address. This is what you're worried
about.
He's
got my address as well now. So which is right around the corner. So there's no, like, you know, he could just walk to my house in seconds.
And walk back,
And so he was like, go get frame, bring back today, tomorrow. And I was like, oh, yeah, I'll do it today. And he's like, I like you.
Yeah,
I like you.
You're my sort of man.
My sort of man. Yes, immediate. And
I will kill you if you do not bring me photos.
Tuesday, I kill you. So then I brought photo back. He'd obviously called people to say, oh, there's this guy just came in.
Yeah.
Do you know him? People obviously said, yeah, I've seen the program. Right? So I go back and he's like, oh my gosh, I have called people. They know you.
Who's he called?
I have no idea.
Chris Tarrant and
Frank Bruno.
And Frank Bruno.
So I went there, and so he's like, okay, you do me one favor, do another favor. Do not lie. Bring, you go, get photo, three photo.
Three different photos?
Same photo.
Of you and him?
Me and him.
Right.
Print off, put in frame.
I love it. They're just barbers around London with that guy and you.
So I was like, okay. He's like, when do you bring my, like, tomorrow or Wednesday?
How does he think you've got time for this?
I mean, I wish I didn't.
Yeah.
Really wish I didn't.
But you're doing it.
So I was like, oh, God. And I feel like I've got to do it. So I went to Ryman's. I bought some frames.
Why do you feel like you've got to do it? Because you're worried he's going to come around.
I'm worried. And also, like, I have a fear of disappointing people.
Right.
That's a real, like, that's what I'm really scared
of. So your fear isn't that he's going to hurt you, it's that you're going to let him down.
Yeah. I feel bad for him.
You're an amazing man, Joel Dommett.
And so I went back in.
Yeah.
I went back in yesterday.
Yeah.
And I took him the three frames, all signed to these three different people that he asked me to sign them for. And then I took them back in, and he was like, oh, yes, brilliant, oh, okay.
And then you were thinking, that's it now.
You're doing me a favour.
Oh, do not lie. Yeah.
And also, I forgot to add, when I went in the second time and he told me to do those three frames, he was like, I'll give you money. And I was like, don't worry, it's fine.
Yeah.
And he said, I give you this. And he's got a mug.
Right.
Right. That, you know, those mugs that instead of like the side bit that you put your fingers in,
the handle, the side bit that you put your fingers in. Fucking hell, man. You don't just put your fingers in it and then not grip, do you? God, my carpet's a mess. Just putting your fingers in it and then just dragging it along. Coffee everywhere. They're shit, these mugs.
Who would have thought that I make a living out of words?
Yeah, you know, the drink glove.
So, you gave me one of them, a mug, yeah. Right? But you know those ones that, instead of a handle,
yeah.
They have, like, a knuckle duster?
Right, oh, that's terrifying. He's got novelty violence mugs.
And it had blood splats on it.
Actual?
No. Like, someone clearly gave it to him. It was like, hey, he's a gangster.
Did not give me photos. I punch him with mug. Brian Harvey. I smash Brian Harvey's face in with mug. No photos.
And so he gave me that. It's actually quite a good mug.
Have you used it?
Yeah.
But that's so weird. Why would he give you a mug?
So he gave, and I was like, oh, you don't need to give me that. And he went, I have lots of things.
Lots of things.
I have lots of things.
So is it not that he's got lots of mugs or lots of mugs in the same sheet? He's like, I've got a whole room back there full of every different thing you can imagine.
I have lots of things.
I am a hoarder. I have eclectic possessions.
And he basically was like, and then he said, oh, if you ever need money, he's like, if you ever need money, if you ever need protection, I can sort for you.
Oh, right, so he's definitely a criminal.
I can sort for you. And I was like thinking, oh, okay. I was like, no, I'm fine. And I thought,
did
when
he ever said, offer another haircut?
No. No, he offered me the haircut, because basically with a haircut, he was like, okay, you can, I'm a gambling man, okay? I'm a gambling man, so what happened? You go home, and if your girlfriend, boyfriend, whatever.
All right, okay, so who's open-minded?
Yeah, yeah.
That happened to me at the hairdressers as well, at the barbers. Because it's warm weather, and yeah. The bloke clearly just wanted a chat, and he went, oh, it's nice, isn't it, all the girlies walking past in this weather? And then I went, yeah, because I don't like talking about stuff. I'm not the sort of bloke who go, yeah, and then the breasts are nice. So he paused, and I sort of went, yeah. And he went, oh, boys, whatever you're into. It's an assumption that I'm gay because I don't want to discuss women in a misogynistic way.
Yeah.
Sorry, carry on, mate.
Yeah. I mean, I would be for the Black Veil Brides guy.
Yeah, if he walked past.
If he walked past, I'd be like, look
at that chest.
Get your dong out. Is that what they say? Get your dong out.
Your dong out.
Yeah.
Who? What do you mean? Is that what they say? Do you mean gay men, Joel?
Did that sound offensive?
Like, you've done an impression of some terrible comedy sketch of gay builders. That's what, and they would say, get your dong out for the lads. Guys,
get your
tick. Channel 4.
Done. You're in. London Live.
We should do that. Let's write a sketch show for London Live.
Yeah,
right now.
Yeah, it'd be incredible.
Gay builders.
Gay builders. So that's basically. So he was like, oh, you want protection? And I was like, oh. No, I think I'm okay. And I thought he meant, like, he can sort out protection. He knows people.
Yeah.
But then he pointed at a photo on his wall of him in a karate uniform.
Oh, this is fucking ridiculous.
Sat there, like, in, like, 1970 with, like, amazing moustache. And he was just kind of sat there in this. And he was like, I am number one in England.
Number still?
And I was like, what? And he was like, look around my neck. And there was just a medal around his neck.
For number one karate man.
He was like, I am number one in England.
Terrifying.
I'm like, okay. So then, yesterday, I took back in some extra, so frames. those three frames, and he went, I watch you on the internet.
You found it, right.
I watch you on the internet.
Yeah.
And he was like, I assume you've seen the comments. I can sort them for you. You know, you must have read them.
So he's talking about internet trolls.
Yeah, he's like, I have read them.
Do you read them?
No,
me neither. I wouldn't.
And so he's like, you know, you must have seen them. People say you are puffed up. He was like, I can sort this for you if you want. You just say it and I will sort. They say you puffed up. And I'm like, what? And he's like, okay, you do me other favour. And then you wrote three more names, and I've got to do three more photos.
What?
I've got the list in my pocket right
now.
Don't
read them out, because then it'll...
Oh, yeah, I'll give it away. But, yeah, I've got three more.
Right.
Three more names that I've got to do.
When have you got to do these by?
Tuesday.
Right.
And what, wait, mate, it's like, when do you do it by? Wednesday, Tuesday?
He's clearly going to keep asking you for stuff.
I don't know what to do. Maybe I should just like slip it under the door when he's not there. But I'm actually going to go back for a haircut at some point.
Oh, so the haircut's so good, it's worth basically...
It's kind of worth it.
He's extorting money from you through frames.
Yeah.
Is what he's doing.
He's a frame seller.
How much money have you spent on frames so far?
Well, I got the 99p ones from Ryman's.
Don't want to tell him that, mate.
Yeah. So I got those. Got three of those. So I've spent £3 on it.
Sorry, can we make sure we get in contact with the Ryman's and let them know we've been
plugging them?
Yeah.
Yeah, really great frames.
99p.
See-through. That's what you need, isn't it?
We'll do a little promo for Ryman's now.
Yeah.
Ryman's, the sort of frames that stop a gangster from murdering you in the night.
Saving a life? Frame in your... Wife, I have no
framing
idea.
Your wife, thanks,
framing
Joel.
Framing your wife.
Let's whack a song on because this story just keeps unfolding.
It just keeps great.
Let's have something. Now, I've got a song on there, Joel. It's called Boogie. It's by Monster Truck, and it's going to satisfy everyone who wants a bit of classic rock sounding stuff, but from an album that was only released last year. I'm addicted to this album.
Yeah,
let's go.
Let's bloody go, mate. I just call Boogie.
Absolutely amazing, Joel Dommett. You've never seen anyone panic like it. The song finished.
It was abrupt.
It was an abrupt finish. But there is a timer on there on your little screen. One of your jobs is to make sure you know when the song's going to finish.
I was texting.
And he was texting. And eating something, weren't you?
I was. It was a great sandwich.
Right. We don't need to know where it's from. We don't need to know what was in the sandwich.
Chicken. No.
Right, my mic's fucked. Apologise.
Wait, let me tighten it.
No, don't. Look, we know you don't know the inner workings of this studio. Please don't.
I think if I've done it.
Right, Nate. Stop moving it! Joel!
I'm helping.
This is the worst rate. Right, that has not helped in any way.
I don't think it's helped.
Right, thank you, Joel. I'll be fine. Leave it alone. Leave it alone, you cheeky little shit. Right, Joel, I think we should play another fake out.
Yeah! Ready?
Yeah.
We give you three names, two are fake. We give you three names,
one
two
is
are fake.
One
fake.
Sorry, one is going to be fake, Joel, so here's my next round.
I'm so good at this! I'm going to smash it! Come on!
Keep telling yourself that.
Here we go!
Okay.
We're in.
Metal Virgins.
Yeah. I mean, that sounds like a band.
Cross Lady.
Oh, that's a bad name.
Cross, but it could be Cross Lady.
Yeah.
Like a crucifix.
Yeah. You know, right. If like a lady puts her arms out.
Grumpy woman.
Like, yeah, okay. That's a bad name for a band.
Red Wine. Right, that's your radio, is it? Your piece of radio there. Now, we set up a feature. I've written this bit here. And your reaction to it, on the radio to people, is...
I'm in a lull.
I know you're in a lull, mate, because you've just been eating a sandwich and then suddenly had to come back on the radio. You weren't prepared for it, hence the embarrassing silence after Monster Truck finished playing.
It wasn't embarrassing. It wasn't that lengthy.
Well, I think everyone could tell.
I was fairly quick on
Joel, which one's fake? Metal Virgins, Red Wine or Cross Lady?
They're all great names. It's right. Well prepared.
And which is fake?
I think Cross Lady.
Yes, you're right.
Yes!
You've got one right.
Come on!
See, that's the point. You're in a lull, and now you're back up, yeah?
I think I'm more intelligent in a lull.
That's the thing. You very rarely have a lull.
It's because, it's because what happens when I'm not in a lull,
yeah,
my brain is constantly just going, like, say this.
Is it? Does your brain say things to you directly?
Yeah, it's just like, oh, wouldn't that be an interesting thing to think?
Have you ever said something really stupid in public?
Apart
from your gigs, obviously.
Well, when I did the marathon... Have I seen you since the marathon?
You know what? Why haven't we fucking talked about you doing a marathon?
I did the marathon. Because you were away last week or the week before, and then we had a week off. And I did a marathon.
Did you do the show with someone else?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, mate. Yeah.
You did the...
I didn't do
the rock show with someone else?
Nah.
No, good.
Nah, that's...
Oh, did you do a show with Nish?
I did a show with Nish, yeah.
He complained.
I mean, you're okay in the way that, like... You can't be mad at the fact that he replaced you for 1 week because you've replaced him forever.
Forever, yeah. I mean, it was genuinely amazing. Nish was supposed to be doing a show with Joel and then Nish had to go away and I swept in and just took Nish's job. So it's awkward because we are flatmates. so you did the marathon. Well done, man.
Thanks, man.
That's brilliant.
3 hours 40.
Is that good?
Yeah, I think so.
I think that's pretty good, yeah. Thanks, sub mate. 4 is good, right?
Oh, mate. The 18 miles was fine. I was like, fucking hell, mate, I'm smashing this.
Yeah.
I was like thinking, everyone else is so slow.
Yeah.
That 18 miles
is a long time, though. It's a long distance as well.
I just didn't pace myself.
Oh, so you went off really hard for 18.
I was just like, wow, for 18 miles. Yeah. Like, honestly, just over for 50 miles, I was just constantly overtaking. Yeah. And I was like, this is great. This is easy. It's going to be well fun. And I got to 18 miles, I just hit a wall. I was like, not literally. And I was just like...
Did you just want to stop right at you?
I just... Like, I only stopped once to
have a
water. No, I stopped to have a wee in the worst toilet that's ever existed.
A marathon toilet.
And that's not what you want to... Because people are, like, having these energy gels, which makes you just kind of go... And...
Well, I've shit myself when I've been out running before.
Really?
I've talked about that in public before, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, my body does not enjoy running. And I run regularly. But there's been one occasion where...
Where did you do it?
In my pants.
I suppose when you shit yourself, there's no other option.
You can't just shit myself a second ago. Oh, no. Yeah, in the toilet.
Shut myself in the toilet.
Guys, seriously, every day now I'm shitting myself. In the toilet, straight into the toilet. Then I wipe and then I leave. Shitting yourself, it has to go into your pants by definition. Yeah, it was in my pants, yeah.
Okay. So it was in pants, and then you just were like, yep.
Well, I've talked about this a lot, and it's in my Edinburgh show, but I just went to the public toilet and took pants off, left them in the cistern.
You left them in the cistern?
Well, what else am I supposed to do, man?
In the cistern?
Yeah.
As in, like, the back bit of the toilet?
Yeah.
What did you leave them there for?
I'm just going to leave them out and about for everyone to ever.
But it's in the cistern for ever. Still, to this day, people are going to be walking into our toilets going, what the fuck is that? What is that?
Yeah, I know.
It can't be the fact that someone's shit themselves in the toilet.
By definition, that's not possible.
But it's literally happened because someone shit themselves.
People
and you
are
put
going
it in the
into
toilet.
The toilet and going, "Oh, that smells of shit." That's normal, isn't it? It's a public toilet.
That's true.
Yeah. Anyway, it's a really bad feeling when you shit yourself when you're out for a run.
It does make you just.
But that must have made. I understand that those toilets must have been absolutely dreadful.
Absolutely horrific. It was just like, oh, it was unbelievable. It was like a Sunday.
Like an ice cream.
Yeah, not the day.
Yeah, but was it on a Sunday?
It was on a Sunday.
It's like a Sunday on a Sunday, yeah?
Yeah, mate.
Oh, great.
And then I just was like, it was actually really good. I was tweeting. I was live tweeting for the first like 12
miles. Yeah, I did see that. You're an absolute idiot.
And it really helped.
Did it?
It really took my mind off running.
Okay.
And it actually really, really helped. But then I just couldn't get a signal because it was in Edinburgh. As soon as you run out of Edinburgh,
there was
just no signal at all. It was really annoying. And my battery started to run out and it was a bit annoying. And so the weird thing was that there was nobody there for me. Like, nobody came up with me.
Mate.
I just went by myself.
Where was your girlfriend? She'd been there cheering you on.
She was back at home.
Probably annoyed with the naked cleaning.
She was just annoyed at the naked cleaning.
Yeah, she was just looking forward to waking up somewhere. Maybe a little bit dirty around the house, but she didn't have to look at your a-hole spread out as you dusted the work surface.
That's the sideboards.
Yeah. Well, Joel's doing the sideboards. I can see his lungs.
I can see his sideboards. I was just... And when I was running, I just didn't realise how emotional it was. I got so emotional.
Did you?
Like, because there was just people lying in the streets being like with signs saying, "Go, Dave."
Yeah.
And I just had
Did
nobody.
Did you spot anyone... And I was who was also called Joel, maybe, with the sign saying, "Go, Joel." You could be like, "They're there for me."
Also, bear in mind, I was tweeting whilst I was doing it, and I've got like 42,000 followers or something.
Oh, fuck yeah. Whatever. Your dick on the table, mate.
Well, just so many people.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So many fans.
Yeah.
And,
not fans necessarily. I mean, I follow, I wouldn't consider myself a fan. So there's one you can...
Scrub off the list.
I don't have as many followers as you.
I don't,
Only got 8,000.
I don't want fans that shit themselves. So,
right,
get out.
Well, then I think you're going to have to get rid of a lot of your fans because a lot of your fans are 4.
It's actually true.
Yeah.
It's actually true. So, and I was just like crying while I was going around.
But people were tweeting you saying, "Come on, Joel."
No, one person recognised me the whole way round.
No, but I don't mean that man. I mean on Twitter where people going like, I love how pissed off you are. He's like, literally one person recognised me and asked
one person went, go Joel! That was it.
Oh, mate.
That was it. And well, I felt, thought someone recognised me at one point, but she was just handing out bananas.
Right. So she didn't recognise you.
I thought she was like, oh my God, it's you. And she was like, do you want a banana?
She was, so in fact, that's an interesting social thing to learn, that the gesture for, oh my God, it's you, is exactly the same as do you want a banana?
Do you want a banana? Yeah.
Oh, Lord,
very similar.
And banana?
I got to the end.
A marathon is actually the only sporting event where it's acceptable to throw a banana.
It's true.
Yeah.
It's true.
Yeah.
And, oh, God. I can imagine that, like, you know, I mean, there's Kenyans at the front are, like, ridiculously, they're honestly so amazing.
Yeah. Time's the guys who win it do it in?
Like, 2 hours.
That's fucking ridiculous, isn't it? They must be sprinting.
Yeah. This is the thing, right? I tried to run a mile.
Yeah.
The same speed that they run 26 miles, and I couldn't do it.
What? No.
Basically, yeah.
Like, you tried to run a mile?
1 mile. Because they're running at like 5 minutes a mile.
Oh, okay. So you tried to run a mile at their mile pace.
But not in the marathon.
Just
1 day.
I thought you meant you tried to run 1 mile in the same time that it takes them to run 26.
No.
No, that's not true.
It took me 2 hours to run a mile.
Yeah. But so what's their pace in that? I mean, that's incredible.
It's about like 5 minutes a mile.
Yeah.
And it's that's so fast.
That's really difficult. But for 26 of them.
And like, you can do it for like a bit.
Yeah.
But for like a sprinting thing.
Yeah.
And also, you just look like a proper dick running that fast in the street.
Yeah, see, I always look like I'm running after something. Like someone's taken my bag by accident.
You're like, ah! Because you keep shouting.
Yeah. Excuse me!
Yeah. Everyone's going past me. I'm like, well, that guy smells like he shat himself.
It's train! It's train! Train, I'm so sorry about all the shit on my legs!
Or like just running from something. Just constantly run to be like, ah! For 26 miles. No!
Dressed in rags with bloody stains everywhere. That would be an amazing marathon costume.
Bear! Yes. It's a great thing to run.
It's a brilliant marathon costume.
And so I got to the end, and there was this like radio station thing that was doing the Tannoy announcements. And they were like, okay. And I was so knackered.
Yeah.
So knackered. And they were like, okay, everyone. Well done for finishing. Congratulations. At the other end of the field, all of your loved ones are waiting for you. So go on to the other field. I cried my dick off.
Did you?
I was just in a field, in like a school field, crying. But I couldn't move. I couldn't move to get away. I was just, because I was like, just stood. And I couldn't sit down because my legs wouldn't bend.
Oh, mate.
I couldn't go to a hedge and cry. I was just stood in the middle, crying.
That's really upsetting.
And then someone was like, are you all right, mate? Are you okay? And I was like, oh yeah, sorry, it's just a bit emotional. And they're like, oh, yeah, that guy off in Practical Jokers. 26 miles, I ran, no one recognised me.
Fucking brilliant. And what did you do afterwards? Did you go and have a beer? Did you?
Daniel Sloss came and picked me up.
Oh, well, that's nice.
Which was really nice, otherwise I would have had to get a bus.
Yeah.
And then,
he wasn't there for the end, though, was he?
Well, no, he wasn't. It would have been nice, actually, if he was there. And then he just laughed at me because it took me 15 minutes to get up his staircase. 15 minutes to get, honestly, about like 10 steps.
And did you stay at his house that night?
No, I came back.
What?
I came back.
You came back to London?
Yeah, and went. Then I didn't even get picked up from the station. I had to get a bus home.
Right, this is ridiculous, mate. You need more supportive friends.
Thanks, mate.
I mean, I am one of your friends, so... get in contact with us, and we will read it out next week when we do a pre-record. rock@foobarradio.com is the best way to get in contact with us.
Just at Foobar Radio on Twitter.
And we will see that, but it'll be more difficult. But the email's probably best. And we will, on Twitter, be announcing what we're going to be talking about throughout the week and stuff. And you can call us when we're pre-recording. But we're going to be talking about crowd surfing, moshing, getting contact. Are you pro? Are you anti? We will also be trying to make Joel have a nosebleed.
It's going
to
be amazing.
So suggest stressful things we can do to induce a nosebleed.
Just shout at me, you know. just generally, I don't really like disappointing people. We found that out with the Barber story. So yeah, maybe just...
anything like that.
You know, just Ed just saying, mate, you've really disappointed me.
Yeah, you've really let me down. So for now, let's have a bit of music.
It's going to be a bloody tune, mate. I played Mice and Men a couple of times on the show.
You play them again now?
I'm going to play them again now. This is this is actually a new single. It feels like forever. It's kind of one of the nicer songs from the album, which I know you probably won't appreciate, but it's a good bloody song, mate. But it's the softer of the songs.
All right, let's hear it.
Hey! Fubar. This feels like forever from of Mice and Men. Absolutely,
what's the album called, Joel? And where are they from?
Somewhere else.
You would have thought somewhere. What? They're not from this studio.
No.
You would have thought you would have learned. Now, a little bit of information about the band is always good.
It is good. It is good, but it's not information that I hold, Ed. So stop testing me.
Right. I'm sorry, mate. We've got a caller.
We have.
We've got someone on the phone. Very a proper exciting. Professional musician, Joel.
We have Matthew Priest from the band Dodgy. Are you all right, Matthew?
I'm going to have to take you to task on two of those words. One, professional, two, musician.
How would you like to be described, Matthew?
Oh, you know, man of the world.
So we have you on our radio show as a man of the world.
Yeah.
You can just...
yeah, that's it. That'll do.
Just spout facts. You don't cut hair, do you, by any chance, Matthew?
What's that, sorry?
You don't cut hair by any chance, do you?
Joel's involved in a dispute with the barber.
I could do. Yeah, yeah.
Jump in, mate. I mean, you're a drummer, so you're probably good with your hands.
No. That's why I'm a drummer, is because I'm not very good with my hands.
You just need to keep them busy so they don't fuck everything up.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So how are you, mate? You all right?
Yeah, good. We're on tour at the moment. We played in Newbury last night, and we're playing in Derby tonight. I'm not playing drums at the moment. We're doing a little acoustic tour.
Oh,
so
sweet.
I'm singing sweet, beautiful harmonies.
That's nice. Is there any sort of bongo based action that you could do whilst...
No, I was going to swear there. Am I allowed to swear?
Yeah, you're
allowed to swear, mate.
Yeah.
Swear.
Go for it.
Fuck bongos.
That's the name of your next album. Sorted.
But that's nice that they let you do singing. They don't just make you sit on the back on a stool just with no drum kit.
Just looking sad.
No, there's nothing sadder than seeing a band, you know, going acoustic, and all the drummer does is sit there and shake a fucking egg.
Yeah. It's not even an egg that's a musical instrument. They're just shaking an egg.
We're known for our three-part harmony, so we're doing lots of three-part harmony.
So nice. So it's not going to get very rowdy at those gigs, then? Is it quite a sort of chilled out atmosphere?
You're not going to get much stage diving at an acoustic gig, no.
No. Do you get much stage diving at your gigs anyway when you're electric?
No. Well, this is the thing, you know. We've always actively discouraged it. We really do dislike it because we've always written our music. The idea of our music is really to for people, you know, it blows their minds and it makes them think and it makes them smile. And, you know, if the point of your music is that it makes people want to climb on something and jump on someone, then I think you're doing something fucking wrong. I've never wanted to do that, you know what I mean? And I think what it was is that right from the start we've always attracted quite a mixed audience, a real big female contingent coming to the crowd.
Yeah.
Not in a One Direction kind of way, you know, but more in a...
Oh, don't do yourself down. I'm sure they all think you're very nice and they want to marry you.
No. But you know what I mean? What I'm saying is that they've always felt safe at a dodgy gig, you know. And, and there's nothing worse than seeing, back in the 90s, seeing some young girl getting, you know, crushed by some big fat twat.
Yeah.
Beer belly. Landed on it, so we always used to stop songs and stop people doing it. I mean, you know, saying if you want to fucking jump on people, go to a hardcore gig. You know, fine, go and do that there, but not here. So we hated it. We always used to hate crowd surfing.
Would you be would you be happier with it if it wasn't a big fat person? Maybe if you maybe put some scales just in the pit and just maybe weighed people.
Oh,
just
right,
before.
I see, yeah. As in, you're allowed to crowd surf if you're a certain weight.
Yeah, yeah.
Because we were thinking maybe, like, you've got to have rules and regulations to it. So if you have some scales outside in the gig, then they put a certain sort of arm...
A sticker.
If you're below a certain weight, they give you a helmet. And if you've got a helmet on, you're allowed to crowd surf. Yeah. A full face helmet.
Wings.
or wings.
You know what I mean?
I mean, it might sort of lose some of its spontaneity if you've all got to be weighed on the way in. And I'm not. Some people might not be comfortable with that. But I suppose you could opt out of the weighing and then you just don't get a sticker or a helmet.
Yeah.
No, I mean, what would be really good is it like all stage divers. You go, all stage divers this way. Yeah. And you go, and you actively encourage it. And then what you do, and they go, oh, great, great, they're going to allow it. And then what it is, it's just like a little doorway, and it leads out the venue.
Just into the street, yeah.
And it's like always like the first floor window, and then they can just jump on each other out of the first floor
or
window.
Have you seen Game of Thrones, Matthew? Are you a Game of Thrones fan?
You know what? Someone told me about that, and they said, "Oh, Game of Thrones. It's like Tolkien. You know, Lord of the Rings.
Yeah.
Mixed with porn. Yeah. Mixed with the Sopranos.
Yeah.
And I watched it, and it was like I watched the first episode, and I was like, no, it's more like Midsummer Murders mixed with Robin Hood. And I thought it was shite.
Oh, no, come on. Wow. I mean, you forgot. You obviously saw a bad episode if you don't have any porn elements
in
there.
No, I saw the pilot.
Oh, right, okay. Yeah. I mean, it picks up. But in the most recent series, there's a thing called the Moon Door.
The Moon Door,
although
yeah.
It is actually in the first series as well, which is just a hole in the floor that drops about 10,000 feet. Perhaps we put some of those in some venues and just if someone stage dives, it just opens up.
Yeah.
And they get that would soon put people off stage diving, I think.
If you want to if you want to crowd surf, you get given a helmet and you get weighed. The next level, if you want to stage dive, then you get full wetsuit and scuba gear. So hopefully, you know, the fact that this sort of the shame of wearing the scuba gear for the entire set would be so much that people were discouraged from doing it.
I mean, the thing is about it, I mean, I think it came out of the old mosh pit, really, you know, back in the 70s and the the early 80s and, you know, the hardcore gigs where suddenly this... And I remember going to gigs in Birmingham, where I'm from originally, and, you know, and you're near the front, and then suddenly this ring would appear right at the front, and there'd be this, invariably, this twat with a King Kurt hairstyle, just bashing the fuck out of everyone. And I'd be going, what's that about? And no one, I mean, it's usually young men doing this. And you go, they're not listening to the music. They don't give a fuck. And it would take away the enjoyment of the people who actually went there to listen to the music.
Yeah.
But I suppose they I think it's probably, mutually sort of combined of like the amount of stage divers to how shit the music is.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, I don't know, because I like music where you might find a few stage divers. What I would say about a mosh pit is certainly any mosh pit I've been in, or certainly at gigs recently, it's actually quite a communal atmosphere. If someone falls down, they will be immediately picked up. Like, there's very rarely a twat, and if there is, he gets dealt with pretty quickly.
Mm-hmm.
But stage diving, I agree, you can't control that. I mean, if someone's stage diving, there's no way of making that safe, I don't think. You're always going to land on someone if you do it right, or land on your own head, which is...
Which I think is good. I mean, you know, as Bill Hicks said, you know, one less garage attendant.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
There you go, yeah. Do you get hassle for that if you stop shows and stop gigs for people stage diving?
We never stop gigs. I mean, we've been known to stop a song.
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't happen anymore, you know, because, as we get older, our crowd gets older, and they don't really want to do stuff like that anymore anyway.
Sure.
but back in the 90s, it's we stopped songs halfway through. I mean, I'd stop a song. I'd certainly stop a song if I could, because the way we used to set up Dodgy back in the 90s, the drums would be right at the front of the stage on the left. So I'd be able to see the audience.
Yeah.
And, you know, if I'd see a girl there and, you know, getting crushed or getting, you know, twatted by some big cunt, and then, you know, I'd be like, oh, Christ. And I said, look, this has got to stop. You know, we can't have this.
Yeah.
You know,
well,
people come
enough
here to feel safe and come here to listen to music, you know. And it would get a massive round of applause, you know what I mean? Because the majority of people don't go there to stage dive. You know, it really is, you know...
Well, if they did, that wouldn't work, would it?
I'm not knocking it, you know, I'm not knocking it. I know that a lot of people get a lot of enjoyment from it, and fine, but just not at our gigs, you know what I mean?
Well,
we don't write music for that.
You heard it here. No stage diving at dodgy gigs, especially at the acoustic shows.
Yeah, it's very strange.
Well, you know what? We're playing in Derby tonight, and we're doing an acoustic gig. And you know what? There's a kid in Derby who was about to come to the show, especially to stage dive. And now you've ruined it for him.
Oh no! Well, good luck.
You bastards!
Is there any sort of shows, upcoming shows you want to plug or anything? Are you doing any shows in London?
In London? No, fuck London.
London.
We've got a lot of festivals coming up this summer. If you just go onto dodgyology.com or the Facebook and. We're doing quite a lot of festivals. Yeah, loads of festivals, and we're just trying to finish it up at the moment.
Well, sweet.
Which is going to be amazing. You know?
Great,
it's very exciting.
Well, thanks
man.
For talking to us, Matthew. It's enjoy the rest pleasure. Of the tour.
Hey, keep it sweet. Keep it sweet, boys.
We shall. So, if anyone wants to go and watch Dodgy tonight in Derby, just remember: no shaking of eggs and no crowd surfing. Those two things. Everything else, you'll have a bloody good time. But yeah. No crowd surfing.
Take care, boys.
No, thanks mate.
Much,
cheers,
too.
Matthew.
Bye-bye.
Take care, mate.
Okay, can I make a request?
Oh, yes, you can, mate.
Yeah, play some Lost Prophets, yeah?
We've discussed it
at length.
Oh, crikey.
We will not be playing any Lost Prophets because last time I heard the Lost Prophets because it was on the news. It got stuck in my head for about 6 weeks, so we're not doing that again.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Oh. Brilliant. All right, boys.
Thanks, Matthew. Bye-bye.
Cheers, Matthew. Bye. Bye-bye. Lovely man.
Lovely man.
Matthew
just
Priest
snuck in
Dodgy.
There with a Lost Prophets reference right at the end. Dodgy's not the sort of band that we would normally play, but he was a nice bloke.
What a lovely man.
If they do a metal tour, maybe we can get involved. But no stage diving, Joel, naughty boy.
I'm just going to start at the back and shake an egg.
Should we play which metal or should we play a song?
Let's play a song, mate, and then let's play it.
Oh, what we got? Can we put...
It's one of yours, mate. Should we put Pantera on?
Fucking yeah. I'm just going to say now.
Yeah.
This is... one of the best songs from my favourite album, probably of all time.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Pantera, Vulgar Display of Power. The best album cover art ever. I got into this when I was about 13, 14. And we talked about Dimebag Darrell earlier. The best guitarist. This riff is fucking astonishing. You'll know this song. This is an absolute classic. I mean, you don't, obviously, Joel, because you don't know anything. But whack it on, Pantera, Walk.
Was Pantera with Walk.
Yes.
I mean, it's a good song for walking, I'd say.
Do you think?
Because it's like got the right pace of like, you know, I'm just
do
like.
You walk like that?
That's a spect. Walk.
What did you say? I beg your pardon. We've not played I Beg Your Pardon yet.
We haven't. Oh, mate. I'm very
excited.
We've
got so much to do. We've got What Metal to play now.
Let's play What Metal, mate.
Let's play it. Right. Let me tell you the feature.
Let me tell you now, Ed.
Yeah.
This is the most excited I've ever been about playing What Metal.
Right, because you've come up with all of this now today.
Because I've actually done it properly.
Now, What Metal is a feature where one of us gets blindfolded. Today it's going to be me, isn't it?
It's going to be you, mate.
And the other one plays a song, a genre of metal, whilst also hitting a piece of metal, and I have to guess the genre of metal and also the type of metal that you're hitting.
Yep.
Right, so should we do it? I mean, have I got blindfold? Oh, sorry.
Which metal?
I mean, we do call it What Metal all the time.
Yeah, it's Which Metal.
So it's the second jingle that's wrong.
Another jingle wrong. What blindfold have you brought in? So you've not sorted the feature out properly, have you?
You can take my shirt.
No, Joel, don't take your shirt off.
You take my shirt.
Give me this bag. Give me this prep bag.
Take my shirt, mate.
No, Joel, I'm not to... Joel.
Take my shirt.
Any fucking excuse to take your shirt off.
Come on, mate.
No.
You can't... It doesn't fit on your head. The bag doesn't fit on your head, mate.
Okay. Take your shirt off. Oh, no, I've got a hoodie. Leave your shirt on!
I've got my shirt off now.
Oh, stop it. Everyone's gathered round to look.
God.
Fucking Domitzu.
I just want people to love me.
What?
I did that in the barbers. Is that why he keeps on...
They love you already, mate. This literally... Everyone's... You're going to get all the girls gathering around in the studio.
Yeah.
All the boys, whatever you're into. Right?
Right.
I've done it Batman style.
Yeah, you look great, mate.
Yeah, well, I might take my shirt off. Then what will everyone think?
Yeah.
Don't look, it's a fucking mess.
Oh, I've done that thing where I've done my shirt up and I've got the buttons wrongly aligned.
All loose skin, mate. Right, come on.
Wait, I'm just doing my buttons up again.
Oh, God. I'm going to take my hoodie off. You're going to have all your clothes off. and there's just going to be just people gathered around the window watching you like some sort of experiment.
I'll be completely naked and I'll be cleaning.
Naked cleaning. I'd know if you were doing naked cleaning because you'd have to sing the song.
Naked cleaning, naked cleaning. Right, okay, my buttons are done. Back up.
Good man.
Right, okay, here we go. We're going to play What Stroke Witch Metal.
Okay,
for this is showing how much of a commitment it is. I have to go away from the microphone. So it's coming away now. Right.
Why do you have to go away from the mic?
Because I have to get the metal.
Right.
I've got to
so
go
you've
outside.
Not organised this properly at all, have you?
I'm going outside.
Right.
To get it. Got it.
Right. How big is what you're bringing in?
This is the commitment that it's required from
right,
me.
Right, I'm excited.
Okay, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to hit it with another metal.
So do I have to guess both?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I'm going to hit it with one, and you have to guess which. Should we play the jingle again?
No.
No. Are you sure? I mean,
yes. Yeah. We play the jingle. No.
Which metal?
Here we go. Let's play which metal.
Why hate you all?
Oh, wait. I haven't thought about this.
Right, why?
Because the bit of metal I brought in is too big to bring up to the microphone.
Is there another microphone in the studio that you can put near it?
I'll try and do it.
And turn that microphone up?
Wait, I'll try and do it.
You've not thought about this at all, have you, mate?
Right, I'm trying to... Here we go. No, it's okay, I've got it sorted. Right, here we go.
Right.
Here we go. I'm lifting it.
Okay.
Oh, and God. Right. I'm lifting it. I've got it.
Are all the requisite microphones on?
Okay, right. Okay, here we go, mate. Here we go. Right, let's play. Let's play. Which I think you might have guessed already.
This is ridiculous.
This is the first time that I felt like I was doing it right.
Look, Joel, just get on with it.
Okay, here we go. Here we go.
Why hate you
Right, that's all I get, is it?
Yeah.
Okay, genre-wise, I mean, that was sort of hardcore, really.
Yeah.
I'd say hardcore.
I mean, I've got a more specific genre for you.
Hardcore, metallic hardcore?
I'll go more specific.
Hardcore punk? It's not punk, though, is
no.
it?
No.
Hardcore... But is hardcore involved?
Core is involved.
Metalcore?
No.
Really? Deathcore?
No.
It's not deathcore.
This is written on their Wikipedia page, Ed.
Angercore. Applecore. Core blimey. I don't know.
Courts of law.
Joel, you can't make puns on this, clearly.
Okay.
What is the real answer?
Sludgecore.
Oh, that's not really a...
Okay. Sludgecore, you happy with
as
that?
Metal, I'm happy, yeah, okay.
You got one wrong.
That's fine, I did get one wrong, you're right.
Okay, and then do you want to give a guess?
Aluminium.
No, mate.
And steel.
Ooh.
Which would be a great album title.
Aluminium and steel. You've got to be more
can
specific.
Can I have a guess at what it is? Because
yeah, guess what it is, mate.
Well, it's the fucking shopping trolley we walked past on the way in. Isn't it? You've dragged a shopping trolley in here. Did you bring that in?
No, I got someone else to do it.
You don't tell me you got the work experience to bring that in.
I got the work, yeah.
That is not work experience, mate. She can't go now and put that on her CV. I'd got a shopping trolley from the bloke off Impractical Jokers and brought it into an app-based radio station.
I mean, it's a story to tell people.
Yeah, it is a really sad one.
It's really, there's a lot of steps.
And what were you hitting the shopping trolley with?
A spoon.
A spoon, right. So, I think... Do you know what the shopping trolley's... You've actually got it up on the...
I've got it on the desk.
So what's the shopping trolley made out of?
Steel rod.
Is it? Have you checked that?
Yeah. Googled it.
You googled what is a shopping trolley made of?
Yeah, and it's actually a remarkable amount of answers.
And what's the spoon made out of?
Stainless steel.
So I said steel, didn't I? I didn't specify
yeah.
stainless.
So I'll give you 1 point out of 4.
Thank you very much. Right, I'll take that. 1 point out of 4. This is a good feature, but I feel like it's on its last legs because I think we're running out of metals to hit. Yeah, and because you don't pre-plan it before you come in, what metals?
I always get to the walk from the tube station and think, oh, damn it, I've got to find a metal on this one road.
Yeah, see, the metals are going to get rarer and rarer until this radio show costs us money to do. So let's see. We'll give that feature one more week, but then we're going to have to come up with more stuff anyway. Get in contact if you've got any ideas for features.
I don't really know what to do with the shopping trolley now, Ed.
Well, you've made your bed. You lie in it. Next week, we're going to need to be talking about loads of things. We're pre-recording, so email us on rock@foobarradio.com give us a call when we're pre-recording. But Joel, I mean, this is not... You've not thought this through, mate. I'm trying to plug next week's show. We want ways to stress-induce a nosebleed in Joel. We want your crowd surfing and moshing stories and opinions. We're going to be debating. And we want advice for Joel because he has got himself entwined with a gangster barbers.
Doing that.
I mean, well, who was the band, by the way?
Raging Speedhorn.
Fucking hell, really?
Yeah.
Are they still around?
They've reformed.
Really?
Recently, yeah.
All 29 of them.
yeah, exactly.
Oh, that's cool. I saw them live a couple of times. Yeah, we talked about it before, yeah.
They're almost a bit heavy for me back in the day.
Yeah, well, I can imagine that. They are a bit heavy.
But, like, I appreciated them.
Yeah.
It was like a band that I wanted to, like... it's like a band that I pretended to like to be cool.
So you forced them into your ears, basically. Yeah. It's probably why you've got hairy ears. It's your ears trying to build up a layer of something else to stop you listening to Corby-based sludgecore.
Stuff that you don't like.
Yeah. They were a terrifying live band as well.
Really?
Yeah, they were, yeah. Because there's two singers. So they probably got in your face.
Like Down the Sun.
Yeah, they were sort of like...
Did you ever see listen to Down the Sun?
No, were they... Did they have two singers?
They had two singers.
I don't know, I just went, yeah, and just fobbed you off there a little bit.
Yeah, I just wanted to sort of say something that you didn't know.
Right. You made up a band.
It was the band that was produced by the clown in Slipknot, Sean Crayon or whatever.
Sean Crayon, yeah, no, it's good. We'll find it. We'll play it next week. Also, why don't you email in with requests? Because we've got... what we like. You've got a very specific thing about what you like. I like a sort of wide variety of stuff, but quite heavy stuff at the moment. So if you've got any sort of rock that you want us to play, or actual maybe new music that you don't think we would have heard of in terms of metal or rock or hip-hop rock, or just anything, basically, anything rock-based, do email in rock@foobarradio.com along with all those other things we've suggested, and we'll do our best to get a request on for you.
We'll get it all in. Just at Foobar Radio on Twitter, rock@foobarradio.com, or just tweet us, and we'll favourite them, and then we'll remember them all for next week, mate.
Lovely. Well, let's work a track on now. Let's give them an example of the sort of thing they could be requesting.
I'm going to go for this.
Foobar Radio.
That was the Dillinger Escape Plan with Milk Lizard.
That's one of their more accessible tracks that you've picked there.
Yeah.
I like it, though.
Thanks, man.
We're possibly seeing them on Monday, which would be a lot of fun.
There's no possible about it, mate.
It's definitely happening,
mate. It's happening. I've cancelled my gig. You've cancelled your gig. It's happening.
You shouldn't say that on the radio, Joel.
Oh, sorry.
It's because we were definitely doing this and I didn't know about it in advance. So, Joel, it's all right. I told them the truth.
Good, I told mine the truth as well.
Right, well, that's pretty good, isn't it?
Yeah.
Sorry, Joel, I'm just texting my dad. That's just a true fact about what I'm doing right there. Going to have lunch with him tomorrow. He's coming over to fix my dishwasher.
Oh!
That's my life!
How does he know how to fix dishwashers?
He doesn't, because this is the second time he's come round to fix my dishwasher.
But why can he fix a dishwasher more than you?
Well, because I'm just not...
What knowledge does he have?
I just wash everything out. And he gets stressed if people have broken things.
But, like, how does he... You know, I wouldn't know how to approach
that. Well, he opens the dishwasher, which I won't do.
Okay.
So he'll go further than me in that he will open it. You've left your shirt a bit unbuttoned at the top. You're such a preener. You're a preener and a prancer.
Do it up a bit. You like that?
Yeah, do it all the way up to the top. And then next week I want you to come in wearing a veil. A black veil, ideally.
Black Veil Brides, mate.
Mate, I really don't want you to play Black Veil Brides.
No?
No. Have you got another fake out for me?
No.
No, you've not done it. I mean, this is absolutely astonishing behaviour.
You didn't ask me to do two, I just did one.
We always do two, Joel, because we wait for little lulls in the radio show, and then we do two. How much longer have we got left? And don't say the time, because that won't be the time that this goes out.
Wait, let me work it out.
Right, this is amazing. We're going to get used to this pre-recorded stuff.
It's harder, isn't it? It's less pressure, and so it's harder.
Right.
60.05.
It's 6:05. We've got 25 minutes left.
I get confused with the...
We've got 23 minutes left. I've asked the producer.
Okay.
Right, okay. Unbelievable, Joel.
I get confused with 24-hour time. I just missed all the days, all those days at school.
You get confused by 24-hour time?
I get confused by 24-hour time and AM and PM.
No one gets confused by AM and PM.
Yeah, because I've left Mr. Day at school where they taught it to you, so I taught it to myself, and I learned a really bad way of remembering it.
Right, tell me your... Right, I can't believe we're going to have to do this. Let's take me through it, Joel. How did you learn AM or PM?
I go... This is how I still remember it. I go, AM stands for afternoon. But no, it doesn't.
Oh, my God. You're actually backward, aren't you?
It just takes a while.
We shouldn't be paying him for this.
It takes a while.
AM or PM? AM
stands
for afternoon.
No, it doesn't.
No, it's not. And why do you just not remember AM is morning? Why not just remember AM, morning? M stands for morning.
Yeah, but so does PM.
Yeah, but no, it's not. PM, morning, no it's not.
Yeah, but then that's confusing.
What does P stand for?
PM, I remember, but I go, AM stands for afternoon, but no it doesn't, not that one.
So you have to go through the whole cycle to get to afternoon. Oh, it's PM, AM stands for afternoon, so it's not the afternoon, but AM doesn't stand for afternoon, so the only option left is that this is PM, afternoon.
And by that point, the person who asked me the time has walked away.
Lovely stuff. So, the upshot of that is we don't know how long we've got left on the radio show, but we've got another feature left, Joel.
Yes, we have, mate.
It's called I Beg Your Pardon.
Very
and
excited.
And Joel's prepared this week as well. This is a feature that I came up with, because I'm occasionally into music where you can't necessarily make out what the singer's trying to get across. Death metal, black metal, that sort of thing. What I do is I play one of those songs and then get Joel, and sometimes Simon Fielder if he's here, to guess what words the singer's trying to say. And we give a point system, 1 point for one word, 5 points for two words in a row, 10 points for three words in a row, and it doubles and doubles and doubles. But Joel, this week I'm going to be playing it, aren't I?
I'm very excited.
What song have you got me?
I've got a Marduk song.
Marduk. Now, they're a very old school black metal band.
Yeah. It was quite weird, sort of, because I'm not really into the stuff that's like, you can't discern anything.
Yeah.
So I was just looking through bands on YouTube trying to find ones which I couldn't hear.
Yeah.
It was quite a long morning.
Yeah, and you can't hear much because of your hairy ears. This is going to be a really nice pop song, isn't it? You can't make a bloody word out of that.
Here we go. We've got Justin Bieber featuring Marduk.
I mean, this is probably going to be one of the heaviest things we've played on the show as well, and one of the roughest listens.
I reckon so.
But it's good to broaden our horizons, a little bit of black metal. Marduk, what's the song called?
Souls for the Belial. Souls for Belial.
It's probably Belial.
Belial?
It's the devil. It's another name for the devil.
Oh, is it really?
So let's whack... Oh, it's a demon. It's some sort of demon.
Belial.
Whack that on. I'm going to scribble down what lyrics I think I can hear. Maybe play along at home, see if you can make out any words. And Joel's got the actual lyrics, have you, Joel?
I've got the actual lyrics on my phone. That's how prepared I am. I'm so excited. Today...
You're a good man.
I mean, apart from the shopping trolley debacle...
Debacle.
Is that not how you say that word?
No, it's debacle.
Okay.
Whack the track on, mate.
I missed that day at school. Okay, right, this is Marduk, Souls for the Belial. Belial? Belial. And play along, see how many words you can get. This is... we should play the name of the thing, shouldn't we? We'll do the name of the...
Oh, yeah,
We'll
on.
Do the title thing, then we'll go straight into the track, okay?
I beg your pardon, beg your pardon.
Straight into it. This is Marduk. Well, there we go. That is Marduk. Souls for Belial.
Honestly.
It was a very weird...
I'm annoyed it's called Souls for Belial because I can make out all of those words.
Yeah. The weird thing, I've never done it this way. You've always done it for me. And I've always found it really difficult.
Yeah.
But as soon as you have the lyrics up in front of you...
That's really easy.
It makes it really easy.
Yeah, well, that's why I'm finding that the other way around. That was really difficult. And I like music like that. That was good. I'll probably go and get some Marduk now I've heard that, right? But listening to it that intently to try and work out what he's saying is probably the most intense experience I've had in about 3 weeks.
I ate a birch of muesli.
Did you?
It's quite a weird track to eat a birch of muesli to.
Yeah, so if you want to imagine what was happening in the studio, I was pressing my headphones up against my ears, frantically writing what I thought, you know, old corpse paint he was saying. Cool. Well, Joel ate a birch of muesli in a Top Man shirt. which is on, thank fuck. So here's some guesses, Joel. I think some of them might be, because we don't let me have the title. No,
Sarsaparilla is out, and that was mostly what he was saying.
Yeah, he was doing a
Sarsaparilla.
Okay, so some of them are boring, some of them are a punt, but here we go.
Okay, so, right.
I am.
Is that it?
Yeah, that's my first guess. I am.
No.
No.
I mean, it might be in there somewhere, but I don't think it's where you thought it was.
At the beginning.
It's not even in. It's not even in the whole thing. I am.
So,
it's not in the, you know.
Okay, now, you're not going to let me have the word souls, are you? But will you let me have Satan collecting?
It's not in there.
Collecting definitely is.
I don't think it is, mate.
Mate, give me that phone right now.
It's not in
there. Give me that phone right now. Collecting, is it collecting souls for Belial?
I'm just playing Angry Birds.
No, mate, give me that phone!
No. Oh, yeah, I've got it. Collecting souls.
And is there no mention of Satan?
No.
Are you sure?
No Satan. No Satan. Collecting souls for Belial.
I really feel like...
There's collecting is in there. So that's 1 point, right?
Right, yeah, that's 1 point.
1 point for Ed.
I'm really annoyed that Satan's not in there.
Satan isn't in there. Belial's is the other name. If they were going to use this pseudonym, they know him by, you know, if everyone calls Johnny John, you're not going to call him Johnny in the song, are they?
That's fair enough, mate. Collecting souls for Belial. Right, I got that.
Sweet torrents of death. Keep going through. What else you got?
I got poisoned cupboards.
A legendarily poisoned thing, you know. No.
We approaching, as in like we, as in all of us, rather than just some we approaching. Like if you're walking down the pavement and someone's just done one and it's sort of inching its way towards you.
Yeah, if someone did it right in your face, I don't think you've got time to say we approaching.
Guys.
I think when you thought they said we approaching,
right?
They said, we invoke thee.
Oh, no, hang on. I've just seen, because I've got them up here now as well. We approach thee.
Okay.
Wait, so that is wrong. That's fine. Passing grapes.
Passing grapes.
I don't know why you're checking, mate. It's definitely not in there, but I just thought that would be the sound you make if you swallow grapes and you have to pass them yourself.
You've got
to... Oh, Belial! Oh, Lyle! If your friend Lyle's outside.
Passing grapes.
Sweeping.
Which is, of course, how raisins are made.
Yeah. Sweeping.
Sweeping.
It's not going to be in there, is
it? It's not about cleaning.
Darkness, we awoken. That's three words.
Darkness.
Awoken is definitely in there somewhere.
It's darkness, we invoke thee.
Oh, okay. But I got darkness.
You got darkness, but then does that count because you went for the three words?
No, it doesn't count. No, you're right. You know,
nil point. Nil point.
My next word I got was... Just that.
It's not in there, mate.
Yeah, no, it's not part of the lyrics. No. He just riffed that.
He was feeling it on the day.
Yeah. For Belial, but
he's like, guys, I think I might say whoa at this point.
Hang on, one of these lyrics is Angels of Swede.
Yeah, I was going to point that out.
Swede, as in the vegetable?
Yeah.
As in the mash?
They're the angels of it.
Right, I know this is right, I got this right.
I mean, maybe it's like a thing that, you know, they do snow angels.
Yeah.
Swede angels.
Tip a load of mashed Swede onto the floor.
And then make angels, and it's a Swede angel.
That would be absolutely lovely, wouldn't it?
That would be... Tell you what, I really like Swede.
Swede's great. No one has enough Swede. Do you buy Swede?
No. I only probably have it in my granny's house.
Yeah, it's just grannies that do it.
It's going out of fashion, isn't it?
Mashed Swede. Mashed Swede with mashed potato.
Oh, so good. I love Swede, and I love parsnips.
This is the only time anyone's ever been talking about the band Marduk and then have immediately talked about parsnips. Glory, which is definitely there. I can see it. Blasts of yokeless glory.
Blasts of yokeless glory.
See, that's the other thing we learn about Marduk. Very healthy guys. They only eat egg white omelets.
Yep, they don't like any of the sort of horrible stuff in the egg. They go straight for the protein.
That's what I'm going to ask for if I ever ask for an egg white omelet. I'm going to say, give me a yolkless glory.
I mean, this is basically what the song's about, isn't it? It's just about what they're eating.
And now my next one was scream, but I can see there it's stream. Maybe that's the wee that...
String?
No, stream is in there, but I thought it was scream.
Hmm.
See, that's the... But it'll be we approaching, watch out for the stream. That's what it is.
So basically what they're talking about is, you know, eating something and then how it comes out. You know, we like...
Yeah, egg white omelette makes you do a wee on the pavement. We're
egg white omelette with Swede in it.
Yeah, it's deeper than I first expected.
Yep.
Look, that was a lot of fun. We'll be back next week with that. How are we doing for time, Amanda?
We've got 10 mins.
10 mins. Right, I tell you what we should do, Joel. We should play a song.
Yeah.
We should come back. We should do a quick link. Let them know what we're up to next week.
Yeah.
Lots of enjoyment, lots of fun. And then we should play another song after that and say goodbye.
Sounds perfect. I'll tell you what we could have.
So it's one of mine and then one of yours.
Oh, that's so tense. So what do you want? What do you want for yours? Black Cobra, Person, or Rush?
Oh, I tell you what. We've had heavy stuff. We've just had Marduk. So let's have Person.
Do it. That's a great, great way of getting into a song.
Do it then.
Do it. Radio. That was Person leaning on a bear.
Great track.
What a great song. That felt so happy compared to Marduk.
Yeah, it did. Yeah, we needed a bit of brightening up after Marduk. They're a wicked, like, psychedelic sort of fun, rocky, awesome, cool.
I like it a lot.
Band. That's my journalism. This is why I would never be a music journalist, because they end up going cool and rocky.
Well, people said I was never going to be on the radio, so.
Yeah.
And well, I think they were all right.
One day you might be on the radio.
One day. So that's basically the end of the show, isn't it?
Yeah, so we should let people know. If you're listening to this now and you think, hey, it's live, this is happening right now. It's not, it's pre-record. Right, which means we did this days before you've heard it.
Could be years.
Which means if something as bad has happened to anyone we've talked about, we didn't do it.
Really,
right?
Sorry.
We didn't do it. We didn't know. Right, okay.
Oh my God, I can't believe that thing happened at the World Cup.
Yeah, I can't believe. What a goal. All the way from the stands? I don't know anything about football. But we need you to get in contact, because we still want to chat to you, but it'll just take a while. You know, rather than it being instant and instantaneous, which may be the same thing. Rather than being completely instant, it'll just take a while, like the olden days of letters.
Yeah.
Like you sent the message on a horse.
Mm-hmm.
So please, 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 email in. That sounded desperate. But email in rock@foobarradio.com. And here's what we're looking for next week, right? Here's what we're looking for.
Agenda Ed.
Agenda Ed.
This is the agenda part that you're running.
You meant I had to come in dressed as a woman.
What?
Give Joel a nosebleed. This is a new feature we're working on. Joel gets stress-induced nosebleeds.
Mm-hmm.
We need you to send in ideas of how to stress Joel out, maybe just little sentences that will stress Joel out or possible scenarios, and we're trying to give him a nosebleed.
Sometimes I wake up and I've clearly had a stressful dream.
Yeah.
Because I've got blood on my pillow.
No time for that. 2 minutes. Crowdsurfing and moshing. Get in contact. Tell us crowdsurfing and moshing stories. And also a bit of a debate. Is it okay? Should we be doing it? Also advice for Joel, because he's got himself tied up with the gangster barbers. rock@foobarradio.com. Get in contact. Also, any song requests you might have, do get in contact. And we will see you next week. What are we closing out with, Joel?
I mean, we talked about it last week on the show, and so I thought it was time.
Not Black Veil Brides.
Well, I have got Black Veil Brides on the thing here. I've got, that's the choice.
Right, Black Veil Brides or
Son by Rammstein.
Sonne.
That what it's called?
Yeah, Sonne.
Sonne.
Sonne by Rammstein.
Well, it depends where you're from, though, innit?
We're not playing Black Veil Brides ever on this show. If you keep bringing it in, I'll be very angry.
He's so good looking. Just think of his face while you're listening to it.
Metal's not about good looking.
It's like Justin Bieber. It's, you know,
exactly. Put Rammstein on.
Okay, this is Sonne. Rammstein. It's Son, because that's the way I say it.
Right, well, listen to him in the song.
Sonne.
Yeah.
Listen to him in the Sonne.
Oh, my God. We'll be back next week.
See you next week, guys.
Possibly.
More of this gold.
Eins, zwei.